KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Galen H. with 5 stars writes, for Dish, home theater, and TV mounting, I call B&T Satellite. Doug has helped me move my Dish network services twice in the last 3 years, and I couldn't be happier with the service he provides. It's nice to have a local guy that serves all the North States. He also helped me in my latest move with my TV mounts at a reasonable price when I couldn't get any other companies to do it unless I bought added equipment or services.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Right. But those are going to be in the back of something, or they're going to be in a nice clump in a circle. The more that are together, the better off that the pollination rate will increase, and the look will just be more and more stunning that way. So picking out what you like, and then grouping them in clumps, grouping them in different ways, and instead of just a straight line, maybe it's a wavy line, allowing the plants to have a little bit more depth in there, and it looking bigger than it might actually be. And you can do that if you have a very small spot that is, you know, right next to the house. You've got 2 feet, but by using a wavy line instead of a straight line, it looks bigger because it looks like you're going through multiple layers as that wave goes by of plants. So just some things to be thinking about, and this is the time to be thinking about those annuals and saying, yeah, I'm going to do these this year. Hey, you might not even have to do seeds. You could go to a garden center when this all comes out, and a lot of these are purchased for. You can purchase in 6-packs, 4-inch annuals, 6-inch annuals, 8-inch annuals, and go to town. But I will say that the least expensive way is going to be seeds. as you're getting, you know, depending upon the style, you're getting more seeds than you would in a six-pack. Now, you could kind of look at that and say, well, if I buy a six-pack, I pay this amount. But if I plant it myself, I need to buy the container, I need to buy the soil, I need to provide all the water to get it to where it needs to be. And so it might make more sense either way to you. But think about that now. So that later on, when it comes time, you're ahead of the game. Especially with something along the lines that needs to be, if you're starting indoors, needs to be done in the next month or so. And so if you're planting something, planning on using something, and you want to start with seeds, and you're looking at end of May into June, well, that's when the plant should have already been, you know, started to grow. So looking at that is going to help you as well. Maybe it's adding some bulbs, right? Some of the bulbs, the spring, the summer flowering bulbs would be good to have out there. You know, gladiolas, that's a cool looking one. And those are a summer blooming bulb. You can look at some of the dahlias, you know, and say, all right, those, you know, those are perfect for what I'm looking for. And those are going to be the best to do this spring. So I want you to do that research. I want you to look at it. So when the season hits, you're ready to go. You go to wherever it is you're going to purchase it. You buy it, and it's already set to go in a certain area. And it just makes that so much easier so you can focus on everything else. You can focus on enjoying the garden. You can focus on enjoying your family. You can focus on just being able to spend time outside. All these different things. But planning ahead in the garden is definitely the way to go. So we're going to take a break here. And if you want to be on an upcoming show, and I'd love to have you, you can call us at 339-645-0201. But you're going to need to leave us a voicemail. And we'll do what we can to get you on. Or something nice and easy, and I've been getting a few emails that people have just said, hey, I don't really actually want to call. I don't like doing the phone call thing and being it on air. Email is so much easier. So let's do it. Email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has there been a party switch on the immigration debate? Why are potato chips getting cheaper? And does Trump's efforts at lowering drug prices actually make sense? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, if you want to leave us a voicemail, is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And we've really been thinking about some things to be doing in, you know, the next month to get ready for spring. We've talked about the different plantings, the different things that we want to do. Now, one thing as just a reminder to do, if you have stored any of your tubers or any of the old bulbs that you are keeping for spring to put back into the ground, I want you to double check all these guys and make sure that they're still doing well. Now I want you to grab onto them. Some of the tubers, you know, maybe they started to rot a little bit. Or maybe they just started to get a little bit softer. And the whole idea here is once goes bad, if it stays there, you know, it's the whole one bad apple theory. When one apple's bad, they all go bad, right? I mean, there's a little bit more to an apple considering it gives off the whichever. You get what I'm talking about. But the idea here is with the tuber, if it starts to rot, rot will then spread within that storage container. So take a look at it. go into wherever you have it, check them all out. If you're starting to feel any of the tubers, the bulbs, whichever, that are not doing well, get rid of them. You know, don't second guess it. If you're really concerned and you're saying, I really think it's okay, maybe put it in a different container by itself. Right? Maybe it's just a little bit soft and you're like, I think it's going to be okay. Move it to something else instead of keeping it with all of your tubers and your bulbs. And if it starts to rot in the day that you don't look at it or you haven't looked at it in a couple weeks, then it doesn't affect everything else. Right. So just keep that in mind, because this is the time where we just start to forget about those guys. We checked on them in January. We might have checked on them early, but we might not check them as much. So check out those guys. This is your weekly reminder to double check all of your house plants. Make sure that they're either watered or checked for water. Check for any insect visible on some of the plants. Rotating them so that the sun's going to hit all the different areas. Right. So all these things, it's your weekly reminder. Take a look at the humidity tray. So you have a humidity tray. Maybe you need to add more water, or maybe you need to refill the water by, you know, cleaning out the rocks that are in there, starting afresh again. You know, is it weekly? Is it biweekly? We're starting to get to the point where the sun is out a little bit longer. The days are getting a little bit longer. We're not fully into, you know, we're in the middle of February. As more we get into March, obviously it'll be longer days. And you'll be watering more often. This point in time, especially with all the winter weather we've had, whereas we've had some good snow, your house might have had more heat going on. Because it's been a little bit colder. And so checking your house plants and making sure, hey, maybe it, you know, it's not the 2 weeks, but check on them, because your house has been working overtime with some of this heat. And so your plants are in turn drying out quicker than that 2 week span. We're still not in the part of the season where we're going to add fertilizer to any of these plants. We're probably going to wait till at least the beginning of March to start waking up our house plants and saying, all right, we need to get you ready to go. But those are things that are on the horizon and we start getting ready for. Our plants are starting, our house plants are starting that warm up to get ready for the season. Now, it's not just, you know, our house plants. Some of our plants outside are starting to do that in different areas. The more south you go, the more they are starting to wake up and get ready. But, you know, it's, you know, our house plants are starting to say, all right, it's spring is coming. We know that it's happening. Let's start waking up. We're going to start absorbing a little bit more water. We're going to be absorbing a little bit more light, which is going to start making us grow a little bit. What can you do to help it? And we're going to take another break here. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark says volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Uh-huh. This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
A major NIH-funded study found that veterans paired with service dogs experienced significantly reduced PTSD symptoms compared with veterans receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'd love to hear from you. The best way to get a hold of us is an email. You can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can send me pictures of the flowers that are having issues or an area that you're looking for some questions on. You can send me, you know, tons of detail. Up to you. But that is the best way to get to us. Now, we've been talking about our indoor plants. We've been talking about, you know, they're starting to wake up. Well, we've also been talking about seeds. Well, I want you to think about the soil for these guys. Now, for seeds, you know, we're looking for a nice soilless mix. A nice, easy mix for our seed to get growing. Now, Espoma has a great seed starter. And it is, it's probably one of the better products out there when it comes to the mix that is in it. Now, the mycorrhizae that's also in there is definitely beneficial. But the perlite, the limestone, the yucca extract, as well as the sphagnum peat moss is the perfect mix for when it comes to starting seeds. It's light enough that the seeds will be able to expand their root systems, but it's got a little bit of the heaviness to it, just a little bit, to hold that seed in place that it's not just going to float away. Now, with all soils, especially when you're doing seeds, I always recommend watering the soil first. Now, it sounds crazy, But if you're using a seed starter mix that is mostly sphagnum peat moss, which we know will then in turn hold water, but it has to get wet in order for it to do that. If you just put that mix into a tray and then you water it after you've put the seed in, that seed will float. So when I say it's heavy enough to hold the seed, well, that means when it's done correctly. And so I always recommend watering the soil when you're using a seed starter mix of any kind, because that's going to hold that soil in place. So when you place the seed in, you can then cover it with the soil. And if you really wanted to, just a nice top dressing, a light that's not watered in, to really absorb some of that. But with all seed starting mixes, I always, always, always recommend watering it first. Now, Espomas is just called Organic Seed Starter, which is a premium potting mix. It's in a nice blue bag. You'll definitely recognize it. Now, for some of your house plants or any of the indoor plants that you might be repotting or getting ready, or anything in the next few weeks, take a look for the Espoma Organic Potting Mix. This one is a green bag. It's got a little bit of a light blue in the front picture, but it's mostly green. And this can be used indoor and outdoor for potted plants. It's got great mix to it. It's a little bit more than that, that peat moss that's the seed starter. It's got some sphagnum peat moss, which I would say at this point in time, 90%+ of soil mixes have some peat moss in it. But this is a 60-70% processed forest products, which is pine fines usually. It's like the fines from pine trees. It's what's ground down to be really small that's not used for mulch. It's a small amount. There's perlite, there's humus, there's limestone, there's earthworm castings, there's alfalfa meal, kelp meal, feather meal, and yucca extract in there. And then they also have the mycorrhizae in for the organic potting mix. Again, it's all indoor and outdoor containers. It is a great mix for, is it annuals? You can use it if your containers with perennials, seeds. It's a little bit heavier for some of the seeds that have started. But it's great for houseplants as well. And all that mixed together is really works. I mean, it's top of the line mixture together there that I'd love for you to be able to look at and use. Again, it's a organic potting mix from Espoma. It comes in a green bag, and that comes in a ton of different sizes: 4 quarts, 8 quarts, 16 quarts, and then 1 and 2 cubic feet. So big bags. Now then, if you want to get into specifics when it comes to certain plants like orchids or cactus or African violet or bonsai, those all have specific types of soil that they enjoy. Espoma has that as well. Now you can go onto Espoma's website at espoma.com. It's spelled ESPOMA.com to get more information about each one of these blends. They all have a blend of the Mycotone mycorrhizae. It's their version of the mycorrhizae. There is the mixture that they have together. It's multiple versions of the mycorrhizae, different varieties of it. The species is what I was looking for. The different types of species of mycorrhizae fungus that are in there. So there's different ones in each one, a different style. So it's perfect. That's their Mycotone that is in there. Now, like I said, they have a few different mixes for the different style that you're looking for. And, whether it be African violet, bonsai, cactus, or orchid, orchid's going to need a little bit more bark in there. But it doesn't stop there. They do have some more for outside. They have a lawn soil. They have a what they call land and sea compost, a mushroom compost. They have a raised bed mix. They flower and veggie soil. The straight earthworm castings, and they also have an all-purpose garden soil. So top-of-the-line soils and a huge list of different varieties for you. So definitely take a look and see which one might be the best for what you're looking to do. And again, you can go to their website at espoma.com. When you get to their homepage, look at the products. Scroll down to potting soils and it'll bring you to that whole line. They're not just your fertilizer company, right? You know, you think of Espoma for the longest time, you thought of Holytone. That's the first thing that always popped into my mind. Maybe it's because I'm in the industry, but it was always like a Holytone plant tone. They've had these potting mixes for a number of years. They are amazing. Really take a look at it. And while you're there, you can even look at, you know, for this upcoming spring, their lawn fertilizers. Right? So they have four. They have a program with four fertilizers. Their Spring Lawn Booster, the All Seasons Lawn Food, their Summer Revitalizer, and then their Fall Winterizer. They also, if you wanted to do something for the spring for weeds, they have the Corn Gluten, which is their weed preventer that you could use as their first application. But they, you know, great organic fertilizers for this upcoming spring. Now, depending upon where you are, you might go to their website and it's saying, you know, use early spring, and right on there it says February to April. Well, if you're in New England, I'm going to tell you February is not where we need to start. We're probably closer to April. But you get the gist of it. Some parts of the country are starting their lawn care this time. But they have some really good organic fertilizers. I personally think you could use it as a five-step, just like we talked about, you know, it, with any fertilizer out there. If you really have a weed weed issue, using the weed preventer first, then using that spring lawn boost, that lawn food, then go into the all seasons, followed by the summer, and then finish with the fall winterizer, or doing the winterizer twice. So there's a few options for you, but you know, it's definitely worth taking a look. They have a really good video, and they also have a lawn care brochure on their website with more information for you. So if you're kind of in between, you're saying, I'm not sure which way I want to go, that's what you can do right onto their website. And this is in that product line that we talked about. You know, you go to their homepage, click on products, and then you go to lawn fertilizers to get this information. So, you know, this is the time to do that research. I've said it way too many times today, but I want you to look at it and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to work for me. And so they've got the full gamut of what you need to do with the garden. You know, the liquid fertilizers as well as the synthetics versus the regular garden fertilizers. You know, your liquid fertilizers have tons of beneficial microbes in it, and the natural proteins that are needed for your plants. So adding to this is very helpful for your plants. Especially, you know, the one that I like for the next, you know, in about a month when you're going to start fertilizing, and it's less than a month at this point, is the indoor product from our Espoma. It's an organic product for houseplant, and it's called Indoor. Now, it comes in an 8-ounce bottle. You actually need to mix it with water before you use it. It's not one where you can just pour in. So it is a concentrate. But it has got the best blends of proteins that, you know, the plants need to get them started, for especially for a houseplant. And again, it's 100% natural and organic. It's phenomenal. It's just top of the line. But it says, on the details, it's add a half a cap of the indoor fertilizer per quart of water. Now, again, that's going to be into March when we're getting started. just to get you ready. I'm, you know, preempting this when it comes to fertilizing, and we'll talk more about this as the really as the season gets into the swing, once we get into spring and into summer. But when you're fertilizing anything, and especially when you're coming back from a winter where you haven't fertilized, I want you to make sure that you water your plants before you use a liquid fertilizer, if you're going to use a liquid fertilizer. Because your plants have had, you know, a lot of winter where they've slowly been getting water. And so if the house is warming up, the outside's warming up, they're going to take the water quickly. It's going to dry out a little bit more quickly. So we need to make sure that when you pour the water in that has fertilizer, it just doesn't run through. It stays where it needs to be, and it stays at the root system and gets to the plant to help it stay healthy and get bigger blooms, bigger roots, bigger flowers, bigger leaves, bigger everything. And so just, you know, something to be thinking about, especially right now coming out of the winter. Again, we're 2 to 3 weeks away from starting to fertilize again, but make sure you heavily water prior to it. You know, bring it into the sink, in the bathtub, you know, one of those areas. Give it a really good drink, then fertilize. You're going to have better results by doing it that way. You don't want the fertilizer to just go into the drain and wash away. It just doesn't make sense to do. Anyways, we're going to take another break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a bow on it. So stay tuned for that. If you have some questions, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey. It's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bite, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if you want to call and leave us a voicemail, is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And I did want to mention, I got an email from Christine, and it is a picture of a 60-year-old Christmas cactus. And she sent it to me multiple times. And it's, as she said, it's her annual picture of the heirloom family Christmas cactus that blooms typically from mid-January to late March. Now, I wanted to pass this on because it's blooming right now. She sent me this picture 3 days ago. But it's so cool because it was started by her grandmother in the 1950s. I mean, just awesome. Because now this plant has been around for, we're anywhere close to almost 70 years if it was planted in the 50s, the mid-50s, right? If I'm doing the math correct, it's 2025. If it was planted in 1955, that's 70 years old. It is phenomenal. And what a great thing that you can remember that your grandmother planted this. Your grandmother. 60 plus years ago. I got to bring it up. It's awesome. Love the picture. Thank you, Christine, for sending it to me. You can see it's got some woody structure to it. It's got some great flowers to it. It's just awesome. So I appreciate you sending that to me. It's a nice, good thing to see. Get excited for this spring that's coming. You know, I know it's a winter blooming plant, but it's just plants blooming, plants growing, plants doing that. It just gets you excited for the spring. We're getting ready for it. You know, the snow is still going to keep happening for a bit here, but spring is on the horizon. And the whole theme really of the whole show has been, you know, get ready for spring. Plan ahead. Think about all the different things you can do to be ahead of the game. So when the season hits, you hit the ground running, and you're ahead of everybody else, and you're sitting back and enjoying the garden, while everybody else is still trying to figure some things out. Now, obviously, weather is going to be, you know, part of this to make it so you can't always hit the ground running, but if you've done the research, you're ready to go, you know exactly what you need to do, you'd be able to do it. And this spring, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to get out there and do a few more things in the garden. Expand the garden. Maybe it's expanding the garden by subtracting part of the lawn. Up to you. There's options out there. But I really want you guys to be doing some research and thinking about it. Because, you know, this is spring. It's a new opportunity for the season. Right? Come out of a winter where, like I said earlier, everybody's been sick. Everybody I talked to has been hit with the flu where it was like 3 to 5 days down and out. Well, now let's get into that spring with some excitement, some beautiful plants, some ideas of what we're going to do so we can enjoy it for the rest of that of the year and go right through. Like we talked about in one of the first segments about planting in succession for your veggie garden. Plant in succession when it comes to your annuals. Think about what's going to bloom early, what's going to bloom mid, what's going to bloom mid to late, and then what's going to bloom late. You can do that with your shrubs. These are all things I want you to be thinking about right now. Well, we have a little bit extra time. And maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have extra time and you'll have to do it later. But the idea is get ahead. Get ready for spring. As soon as spring hits, we know it's going to be crazy, but we're going to enjoy it. Now, that's going to do us for this week. I appreciate everybody for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also call us, leave us a voicemail. That phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And remember, just call, leave a voicemail. Otherwise, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for $1. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has there been a party switch on the immigration debate? Why are potato chips getting cheaper? And does Trump's efforts at lowering drug prices actually make sense? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says Iran's supreme leader has been killed in a joint U.S. and Israeli military operation.
The president announced the death of Ayatollah Khamenei in a social media post, writing that the supreme leader was one of the most evil people in history. Donald Trump also said the Ayatollah's passing is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The death occurred after a joint U.S.-Israeli aerial bombardment, and the president said heavy bombing would continue for several days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
University of St. Andrews Strategic Studies Professor Philip O'Brien says the answer to a key question should come soon after the military operation comes to an end.
Have they been able to devastate the regime to the degree that the regime's rule is threatened and the leadership has, say, been decapitated? That is something we should know in a few days, whether they've gotten that part of the operation under control or not. If, you know, within a week they have not gotten rid of the regime, the regime is still there, the military is still loyal, and the Iranian people have not risen up, then I think we can say they had not done their preparation work.
World leaders have responded cautiously after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran raised fears of perhaps a wider war. Yesterday, European leaders held holding emergency meetings, moving to protect citizens in the Mideast, Britain, France, Germany urging the U.S. and Iran to actually restart talks. They condemned Iranian attacks on the region, the European Union calling the situation perilous, etc. However, Australia and Canada have expressed more solid support for the U.S. position. Pakistan's military has struck deeper into Afghanistan as border fighting there intensifies and both sides claim to have inflicted heavy losses. Yesterday, Pakistani officials said their artillery and air power hit Afghan military sites and killed more than 300 Afghan forces. News, analysis, and more at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Another big company is leaving California.
Public Storage, which is the largest self-storage company in the United States, announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Frisco, Texas. The company was founded in California in 1972 and has been based in Glendale, a Los Angeles suburb. Public Storage said it is moving to take advantage of the depth of talent and innovation in the Frisco market.
Correspondent Bill Alexander adding that conservatives suggest that California's high taxes, among other things, played a part. Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at bringing transparency to the U.S. healthcare system.
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
More news at townhall.com. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number of accuracy of Russian attacks.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
Correspondent Keith Peters. NASA is revamping its Artemis moon landing program. Their new administrator, Jared Isaacman, announcing the shakeup in the flight lineup yesterday, days after the space agency's new moon rocket returned to its Florida hangar for more repairs. Artemis II, which is a lunar fly-around by four astronauts, is off until at least April. The follow-up mission, Artemis III, had been targeting a landing near the moon's south pole. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour. starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes. For the next few minutes, please stay with me. It'll be a time of motivation, some inspiration, some education. And, of course, we do it without any manipulation because we're not trying to con anybody. No games, no gimmicks, no request for money, no solicitation to join anything. Just asking you to listen for a few minutes as we discuss the plan of God for your life. Hopefully, we can verify and identify that plan, and then you, if you would like to, you have the freedom and the privacy to orient and adjust to the plan of God in your own life. You have to make your own decisions. You've given two ends, one to sit with, one to think with, and success in life depends on which one of them you use. Heads you win, tails you lose. So you are a product of your own decisions, and bad decisions always limit future options. The worst decision anyone could ever make is the decision to reject God's solution to sin. That is to reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. The Bible clearly says, he that believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, and he that believeth not, the wrath of God abides on him already. So God the Father provided a solution for my sin in the person of his own Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord. And by believing in him and receiving him as my Savior, then the Father and I now are on the same page and we have fellowship together. And that's why the Bible says, he that knew no sin was made sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God through him, by means of him. That's how we come to the Father, not by our works, because the Bible again says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift from God, not of works, lest anyone should brag about it. So with that in mind, we want to move on in our weekly Flatline series, 730 Sundays we've been on the air doing this show. You can add up 52 Sundays in a year and figure out how many years we've been doing this. And I'm honored that you're listening. Thank you for being there. I always love to hear from you. Don't hesitate to write. Rick at rickhughesministries.org is our email address, Rick at rickhughesministries.org. Or simply go to the website, rickhughesministries.org. And you can find us there. You can order books from the website, books that we've printed, and we supply free of charge. Never do we solicit money. Never do we ask for money on this radio show. So go to the website, look around. You can also listen to previous radio shows. All 730 of them are listed there. And they will play just by clicking on it, or you can Bluetooth them through your car. We also have started a new podcast, and you can find that on Spotify, The Flotline. And eventually it will be available on Apple iPod, but it takes a while to get that going. All right, are you with me? We want to study today the ministry of God, the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 3:16. He said, I pray that God would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be made strong by means of His Spirit in the inner man. That's where the spiritual strength comes from to live the Christian life, by means of the Holy Spirit in the inner man. When the Lord announced to the disciples that He was going to leave them, in John 14:2-3, He told these guys, the disciples, these words. Quoting now from John, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also. Now that was a shock to them. They didn't fully comprehend the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not yet. And they certainly didn't comprehend the exit resurrection and the return of Christ. Not yet. But He did tell them that in His absence, He was going to send another teacher, one like Himself, which He called the Spirit of Truth. In John 14:16, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, so that He may abide with you forever. Forever is forever, even in our eternal life, I would assume. In John 14:26, but when the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, when He comes, He shall teach you all things and bring them to your remembrance, whatever I said to you. Prior to this time, the disciples had been getting face-to-face teaching. In these verses, we see our Lord telling the disciples that they would now have a new way of learning the Father's plan. Since our Lord Jesus Christ was going to leave them, they had been with Him face-to-face for several years, and they've had face-to-face teaching, watching Him, listening to Him, but now He's going away. And in the future, they're going to be required to operate by faith perception, since there was no more empirical evidence since Christ was leaving. So they were going to have faith to perceive what the plan was. And how's that going to happen? Jesus told them, He, the Holy Spirit, will bring all things to your remembrance. This is mentioned in Peter's writings, where he stated that the Holy Spirit gave them the recall and the direction as they wrote the letters, which we now call the New Testament. And they did not know they were writing what is considered our Bible. They did not know that. They didn't know when the Lord called them or when the Lord departed from them that they would be the most famous writers in the history of the world, that they would write what we know to be the canon of Scripture or the Bible, the inspired Word of God. They had no idea that that was going to take place. But they did it. And the Holy Spirit prepared them for what they wrote. Peter mentioned this in 2 Peter 1:20-21, where he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not at any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So he is letting you know that this is not some conceived plan. This was not their desire to publish a book and sell it. The Bible is the number one selling book in the world today, and if you want a Bible about the Bible for babies, the Bible for divorced women, the Bible for divorced men, the Bible for hunters, the Bible for fishermen, the Bible for Christians, I mean, holy cow, there's a lot of Bibles out there, and everybody wants to sell you a Bible. I personally like to go into the New Testament and read the New Testament from the original manuscripts. And I'm not a Greek scholar, not by any means. But there's enough literary help that I can use the Greek vocabulary and go into the New Testament and look at words like the word love, for example. Love, L-O-V-E. There are four different Greek words for love. And yet they're all translated L-O-V-E. But in the original languages, it could be agapao or phileo, or even a couple of words that aren't used in the scripture, like stokeo and erao. And so these are four different Greek words, all translate into the English as love. So we have to understand what love the Bible's speaking about. In John 21, the Lord kept asking Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And he kept using one word, and the Lord was looking for another word. And so it's important when you study the Bible, especially if you're under a well-qualified pastor, that you, number one, are under the control of the Holy Spirit, and number two, that that pastor is under control of the Holy Spirit, and he's teaching you from the original languages. A lot of things lose their meaning in the translation. So we always go to the eisegetics of the word, and we always try to exegete the passage so that we go line by line, word by word, like that. Okay? So here we go. Let's keep on with this. The same Holy Spirit was given to you, the one, the Holy Spirit that Peter spoke about, how it led them to write what they wrote, how he led them to write what they wrote. That same Holy Spirit is given to you the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. I know this from Ephesians 1:13, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, that's getting saved, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. So God the Father, at the moment that you made a decision to receive Christ as your Savior, sealed you with the Holy Spirit and guarantees your inheritance. Now, it's like someone making homemade jelly and putting a sealing on it, a paraffin wax, they used to do that. Or sometimes they'll vacuum seal homemade vegetables and it seals the flavor in. The Holy Spirit seals your redemption. He will never leave you. He won't forsake you. He's always there until the time that God calls you home. So the objective of that indwelling of the Holy Spirit is to enable you and me to overcome the demands of our sin nature, or what we call the flesh. The flesh is always there. All personal sins that we commit come from the desires of the flesh, and they're a product of our volition. We choose to sin. Paul, again, wrote about this in Romans 7:15 through 20, where he said, "I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, then I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it's sin living in me." That's our sin nature. "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me." That's the ability to do good. That is my sinful nature. "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out." Verse 18. "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer I who do it, but it's sin living in me that does it." Do is mentioned a lot in that verse. There's three different words for do. All three different Greek words, but they all translate out do, do, do. And so what Paul is saying is he has a sin nature. He wants to do the right thing, but sometimes the sin nature exhibits itself and causes us to fail. It could be a mental attitude sin, like worry or fear of anxiety or anger or jealousy or bitterness. Or it could be a sin of the tongue, like slandering or lying or gossiping or maligning. It could even maybe be an overt sin, such as adultery or fornication or stealing. But all sins originate from the lust of the flesh. And your volitional decision, my volitional decision, to obey what the flesh desires. That's why we're given the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit. He can sustain us in this daily battle. And He uses the Word of God as our comfort and our encouragement. And so we find in Galatians 5:16, "This I am, walk by means of the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is contrary to the flesh. And they are in conflict with each other, so that you're not to do whatever you want to do." This tells you that there is a battle going on in your mind 24/7, a battle to control your thoughts, because your spiritual life is lived in your thoughts. And those thoughts translate out of motives, intentions, and desires. And so if you're going to live the spiritual life, you have to learn to control what you think. That's why the Bible tells us, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and made himself of no reputation." That's why the Bible says in Romans 12:3, "Stop thinking of yourself in terms of arrogance beyond what you should think. But think in terms of humility, as God has assigned to each one of us a standard of thinking from His Word." This is where you live your spiritual life, in your thoughts. And this is where the Holy Spirit can sustain you and teach you and encourage you. But if you quench the Holy Spirit, if you grieve the Holy Spirit, then He's not able to do His job. And so we have two negative mandates in the Bible. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, which says, "Do not quench the Spirit." And the second one is in Ephesians 4:30, "Do not grieve the Spirit of God." Quenching the Spirit is you shutting off the power. It's like you're trying to water the lawn and you take the water hose and you bend it in half and it stops the water from coming out. When you sin and you do not rebound the sin, then you quench the Holy Spirit. He no longer has the power to guide you, encourage you, because you have surrendered control of your life, of your thoughts, to your flesh. And now the flesh takes over. And this is the battle Paul talks about, the flesh warring against the Spirit warring against the flesh. They both want to control what you think. That's why, again, the spiritual life is lived in your thoughts, in your soul, in the mentality of your soul. And it reflects itself in your actions and what you do. So we have a term for when you're out of fellowship with God. If you're out of fellowship with God, you're carnal, the Bible says. This means you have unconfessed sin in your life. In 1 Corinthians 3:3, and 2 Corinthians 10:4, and Romans 7:14, these all talk about being carnal or sinful. It is possible for a Christian to sin, and it is possible for a Christian to wallow or stay in that sin. And if you do, you're carnal. You're in reversionism. You're going backwards. But there's also a term for a Christian that's filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's the term spiritual. In Galatians 6:1 and 1 Corinthians 3:1, Paul talks about us being spiritual. Now, this doesn't mean that if we take a famous celebrity like Billy Graham, a world-famous evangelist, he could not be any more spiritual than you. Because if he's filled with the Spirit and you're filled with the Spirit, it's the same Holy Spirit. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you're spiritual, but that doesn't mean that you are a mature believer. Maturity is based on the content of the Word of God in your soul. Spirituality is based on whether or not you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and still be a baby Christian. That's the plan, because the Holy Spirit wants you to grow up. He wants you to move from being an infant Christian to being a mature believer, to understanding the complete plan of God for your life. So the Word of God can protect you if you learn it. If you learn the Word of God and apply the Word of God, then you can stay out of sin. Therefore, the Holy Spirit helps you in this matter. Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against you. And in Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. That's the Holy Spirit working in you. So this is what the Holy Spirit's job is to do, to keep you out of sin, to alert you when your sin nature is tempting you, to
let you. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Going to wherever you have it, check them all out. If you're starting to feel any of the tubers, the bulbs, whichever, that are not doing well, get rid of them. Now, don't second guess it. If you're really concerned and you're saying, I really think it's okay, maybe put it in a different container by itself. Right? Maybe it's just a little bit soft and you're like, I think it's going to be okay. Move it to something else instead of keeping it with all of your tubers and your bulbs. And if it starts to rot in the day that you don't look at it, or you haven't looked at it in a couple weeks, then it doesn't affect everything else. Right? So just keep that in mind, because this is the time where we just start to forget about those guys. We checked on them in January. We might have checked on them early, but we might not check them as much. So check out those guys. This is your weekly reminder to double check all of your house plants. Make sure that they're either watered or checked for water. Check for any insect visible on some of the plants. Rotating them so that the sun's going to hit all the different areas. Right, so all these things, it's your weekly reminder. Take a look at the humidity tray. So you have a humidity tray. Maybe you need to add more water, or maybe you need to refill the water by, you know, cleaning out the rocks that are in there, starting afresh again. You know, is it weekly? Is it biweekly? We're starting to get to the point where the sun is out a little bit longer. The days are getting a little bit longer. We're not fully into, you know, we're in the middle of February. As more we get into March, obviously it'll be longer days, and you'll be watering more often. This point in time, especially with all the winter weather we've had, whereas we've had some good snow, your house might have had more heat going on because it's been a little bit colder. And so checking your house plants and making sure, hey, maybe it, you know, it's not the 2 weeks, but check on them, because your house has been working overtime with some of this heat. And so your plants are in turn drying out quicker than that 2 week span. We're still not in the part of the season where we're going to add fertilizer to any of these plants. We're probably going to wait till at least the beginning of March to start waking up our house plants and saying, all right, we need to get you ready to go. But those are things that are on the horizon and we start getting ready for. Our house plants are starting that warm up to get ready for the season. Now, it's not just, you know, our house plants. Some of our plants outside are starting to do that in different areas. The more south you go, the more they are starting to wake up and get ready. But, you know, it's, you know, our houseplants are starting to say, all right, it's spring is coming. We know that it's happening. Let's start waking up. We're going to start absorbing a little bit more water. We're going to be absorbing a little bit more light, which is going to start making us grow a little bit. What can you do to help it? And we're going to take another break here. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering, restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Recurring automated marketing text messages can send and are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. A major NIH-funded study found that veterans paired with service dogs experienced significantly reduced PTSD symptoms compared with veterans receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'd love to hear from you. The best way to get a hold of us is an email. You can email us at paulpgardenclub flatlinepodcast@gmail.com. You can send me pictures of the flowers that are having issues or an area that you're looking for some questions on. You can send me, you know, tons of detail. Up to you. But that is the best way to get to us. Now, we've been talking about our indoor plants. We've been talking about, you know, they're starting to wake up. Well, we've also been talking about seeds. Well, I want you to think about the soil for these guys. Now, for seeds, you know, we're looking for a nice soilless mix. A nice, easy mix for our seed to get growing. Now, Espoma has a great seed starter. And it is, it's probably one of the better products out there when it comes to the mix that is in it. Now, the mycorrhizae that's also in there is definitely beneficial, but the perlite, the limestone, the yucca extract, as well as the sphagnum peat moss is the perfect mix for when it comes to starting seeds. It's light enough that the seeds will be able to expand their root systems, but it's got a little bit of the heaviness to it, just a little bit, to hold that seed in place that it's not just going to float away. Now, with all soils, if you're, especially when you're doing seeds, I always recommend watering the soil first. Now, it sounds crazy, but if you're using a seed starter mix that is mostly sphagnum peat moss, which we know will then in turn hold water, but it has to get wet in order for it to do that. If you just put that mix into a tray and then you water it after you've put the seed in, that seed will float. So when I say it's heavy enough to hold the seed, well, that means when it's done correctly. And so I always recommend watering the soil when you're using a seed starter mix of any kind, because that's going to hold that soil in place. So when you place the seed in, you can then cover it with the soil. And if you really wanted to, just a nice top dressing, a light that's not watered in, to really absorb some of that. But with all seed starting mixes, I always, always, always recommend watering it first. Now, Espoma's is just called Organic Seed Starter, which is a premium potting mix. It's in a nice blue bag. You'll definitely recognize it. Now, for some of your house plants or any of the indoor plants that you might be repotting or getting ready, or you know, anything in the next few weeks, you know, take a look for the Espoma Organic Potting Mix. This one is a green bag. It's got a little bit of a light blue in the front picture, but it's mostly green. And this can be used indoor and outdoor for potted plants. It's got great mix to it. It's a little bit more than that, you know, that peat moss that's the seed starter. It's got some sphagnum peat moss, which I would say at this point in time, 90%+ of soil mixes have some peat moss in it. But this is a 60 to 70% processed forest products, which is pine fines usually. It's like the fines from a lot of, well, pine trees. It's what's ground down to be really small that's not used for mulch. It's a small amount. There's perlite, there's humus, there's limestone, there's earthworm castings, there's alfalfa meal, kelp meal, feather meal, and yucca extract in there. And then they also have the mycorrhizae in for the organic potting mix. Again, it's all indoor and outdoor containers. It is a great mix for, you know, is it annuals? It's, you can use it if your container is with perennials, seeds. It's a little bit heavier for some of the seeds that have started, but it's great for houseplants as well. And all that mixed together is really works. I mean, it's top of the line mixture together there that I'd love for you to be able to look at and use. Again, it's a organic potting mix from Espoma. It comes in a green bag. And that comes in a ton of different size. 4 quarts, 8 quarts, 16 quarts, and then 1 and 2 cubic feet. So big bags. Now then, if you want to get into specifics when it comes to certain plants, like orchids or cactus or African violet or bonsai, those all have specific types of soil that they enjoy. Espoma has that as well. Now, you can go onto Espoma's website at espoma.com. It's spelled E-S-P-O-M-A.com to get more information about each one of these blends. They all have a blend of the Mycotone mycorrhizae. It's their... it's their version of the mycorrhizae. There is the mixture that they have together. It's multiple versions of the mycorrhizae, different varieties of it. I'm trying to. There's the species is what I was looking for. The different types of species of mycorrhizae fungus that are in there. So there's different ones in each one in different style. So it's perfect. That's their Mycotone that is in there. Now, like I said, they have a few different mixes for the different style that you're looking for. And, you know, whether it be African violet, bonsai, cactus, or orchid, you know, orchid's going to need a little bit more bark in there. But it doesn't stop there. They do have some more for outside. They have a lawn soil. They have a what they call land and sea compost, a mushroom compost. They have a raised bed mix, the flower and veggie soil, the straight earthworm castings, and they also have an all-purpose garden soil. It's a top-of-the-line soils and a huge list of different varieties for you. So definitely take a look and see which one might be the best for what you're looking to do. And again, you can go to their website at espoma.com. When you get to their homepage, look at the products, scroll down to potting soils, and it'll bring you to that whole line. They're not just your fertilizer company, right? You know, you think of Espoma for the longest time, you thought of Holytone. That's the first thing that always popped into my mind. Maybe it's because I'm in the industry, but it was always like a Holytone plant tone. They've had these potting mixes for a number of years. They are amazing. Really take a look at it. And while you're there, you can even look at, you know, for this upcoming spring, their lawn fertilizers. Right? So they have a program with 4 fertilizers. Their spring lawn booster, the all seasons lawn food, their summer revitalizer, and then their fall winterizer. They also, if you wanted to do something for the spring for weeds, they have the corn gluten, which is their weed preventer that you could use as their first application. But they, you know, great organic fertilizers for this upcoming spring. Now, depending upon where you are, you might go to their website and it's saying, you know, use early spring, and right on there it says February to April. Well, if you're in New England, I'm going to tell you February is not where we need to start. We're probably closer to April, but you get the gist of it. Some parts of the country are starting their lawn care this time. But they have some really good organic fertilizers. I personally think you could use it as a 5-step, just like we talked about, you know, with any fertilizer out there. If you really have a weed weed issue, using the weed preventer first, then using that spring lawn boost, that lawn food, then going to the all seasons, followed by the summer, and then finish with the fall winterizer, or doing the winterizer twice. So there's a few options for you, but you know, it's definitely worth taking a look. They have a really good video, and they also have a lawn care brochure on their website with more information for you. So if you're kind of in between, you're saying, I'm not sure which way I want to go, that's what you can do right onto their website. And this is in that product line that we talked about. You know, you go to their homepage, click on products, and then you go to lawn fertilizers to get this information. So, This is the time to do that research. I've said it way too many times today, but I want you to look at it and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to work for me. And so they've got the full gamut of what you need to do with the garden. You know, the liquid fertilizers as well as the synthetics versus the regular garden fertilizers. You know, your liquid fertilizers have tons of beneficial microbes in it, and the natural proteins that are needed for your plants. So adding to this was very helpful for your plants. Especially, you know, the one that I like for the next, in about a month when you're going to start fertilizing, and it's less than a month at this point, is the indoor product from Espoma. It's an organic product for houseplant, and it's called Indoor. Now, it comes in an 8-ounce bottle. You actually need to mix it with water before you use it. It's not one where you can just pour in, so it is a concentrate. But it has got the best blends of proteins that, you know, the plants need to get them started, for especially for a houseplant. And again, it's 100% natural and organic. It's phenomenal. It's just top of the line. But it says on the details, it's add a half a cap of the indoor fertilizer per quart of water. Now, again, that's going to be into March when we're getting started. Just to get you ready,
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
You're going to have better results by doing it that way. You don't want the fertilizer to just go into the drain and wash away. It just doesn't make sense to do. Anyways, we're going to take another break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a bow on it. So stay tuned for that. If you have some questions, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters. $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. More money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if you want to call and leave us a voicemail, is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And I did want to mention, I got an email from Christine. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And it's, as she said, it's her annual picture of the heirloom family Christmas cactus that blooms typically from mid-January to late March. Now, I wanted to pass this on because it's blooming right now. She sent me this picture 3 days ago. But it's so cool because it was started by her grandmother in the 1950s. I mean, just awesome. Because now this plant has been around for, we're anywhere close to almost 70 years if it was planted in the 50s, the mid-50s, right? If I'm doing the math correct, it's 2025. If it was planted in 1955, that's 70 years old. It is phenomenal. And what a great thing that you can remember that your grandmother planted this. Your grandmother. 60 plus years ago. I got to bring it up. It's awesome. Love the picture. Thank you, Christine, for sending it to me. You can see it's got some woody structure to it. It's got some great flowers to it. It's just awesome. So I appreciate you sending that to me. It's a nice, good thing to see. Get excited for this spring that's coming. You know, I know it's a winter blooming plant, but it's just plants blooming, plants growing, plants doing that. It just gets you excited for the spring. We're getting ready for it. You know, the snow is still going to keep happening for a bit here, but spring is on the horizon. And the whole theme really of the whole show has been, you know, get ready for spring. Plan ahead. Think about all the different things you can do to be ahead of the game. So when the season hits, you hit the ground running, and you're ahead of everybody else, and you're sitting back and enjoying the garden, while everybody else is still trying to figure some things out. Now, obviously, weather is going to be, you know, part of this to make it so you can't always hit the ground running. But if you've done the research, you're ready to go, you know exactly what you need to do, you'd be able to do it. And this spring, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to get out there and do a few more things in the garden. Expand the garden. Maybe it's expanding the garden by subtracting part of the lawn. Up to you. There's options out there. But I really want you guys to be doing some research and thinking about it. Because, you know, this is spring. It's a new opportunity for the season. Right? Come out of a winter where, like I said earlier, everybody's been sick. Everybody I talked to has been hit with the flu where it was like 3 to 5 days down and out. Well, now let's get into that spring with some excitement, some beautiful plants, some ideas of what we're going to do so we can enjoy it for the rest of that of the year and go right through. Like we talked about in one of the first segments about planting in succession for your veggie garden. Plant in succession when it comes to your annuals. Think about what's going to bloom early, what's going to bloom mid, what's going to bloom mid to late, and then what's going to bloom late. You can do that with your shrubs. These are all things I want you to be thinking about right now. Well, we have a little bit extra time. And maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have extra time and you'll have to do it later. But the idea is get ahead. Get ready for spring. As soon as spring hits, we know it's going to be crazy, but we're going to enjoy it. Now, that's going to do us for this week. I appreciate everybody for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also call us, leave us a voicemail. That phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And remember, just call, leave a voicemail. Otherwise, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
News Talk AM 1200 and 95.3 The Eagle. We have a lot of great listeners and viewers on Fox News, and hopefully you're going to love the show. We've been doing this for quite a while. And just a reminder, we've got a YouTube page right now. Just go at the Brian Kilmeade Show and go to your YouTube subscription. So before we get to Griff Jenkins, a little bit later, Michael Rubin, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
I answered every one of their questions as fully as I could. I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him.
Well, there's a few pictures to say a different story. Who knows? Epstein trial focuses on Clinton. Hillary yesterday and Bill today. Now they're using it as a threshold, a runway to get Donald Trump to sit down. I don't think so.
Number two.
The reality is when you look clearly at what Iran is and what they represent, you've got to come to the conclusion that they're very unlikely we're going to achieve anything. Why is that? Because Iran does want to recover its nuclear program.
Yep, that is General Jack Keane on Fox and Friends earlier. Tick, tick, tick. Countdown for Iran to hand over their nukes, ballistic missiles, and stop funding terror. Good luck. Our own mighty military will spring into action. The extreme right and some of the left have their doubts. I don't. An attack is the only way to bring peace.
Michigan is open for business. New factories making batteries, cars, chips. Probably not on the bingo card, but I want to thank President Trump for his work on them.
How about that? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Politics aplenty as JD and DJT fan out to spread their message on the economy and the turnaround as 47 gets rare praise for working with a socialist mayor and from a Democratic governor that you just heard. But you're not going to be happy. He's not going to be happy as a president on the economic numbers he just got. The market is plummeting 524 points so far. One, because of jitters, because of AI, and just now they got numbers that show a slight uptick of 0.5 when it comes to inflation. Griff, that's not good news.
No, it's not good news, and we'll see what also happens to the markets because they're probably watching, as we all are, what's going to happen with Iran. Are we going to strike Iran? And that's going to have a major impact on the market, and I'm sure that markets will take a look into that in the weekend. And I thought, actually, you know, Jack Keane is so good on our air, and you do such great interviews, but today's interview you did this morning on Fox and Friends was really one of the more powerful ones when Keene was laying out exactly why there's never been a more historic opportunity to set the conditions for bringing down the Islamic regime and really resetting the Middle East after 50 years of nearly domination by them.
So what Jack Keane says is that he's not really paying attention to any of the talks. So I have details on what each side is saying, and it doesn't matter. You can't trust him, and I agree. You can never trust Iran. And they said that we're looking at a sunset. What about we will not enrich uranium except for hospitals, for medical care, for 3 to 5 years? What are you talking about? And then they go, you'll have inspections to be able to cut to look into underground facilities. Really? You're building an underground facility still? In 3 to 5 years, you won't do it? And what about one day, a year and a half from now, and you go, I think I'm going to go enrich uranium? Then we're going to see you're in breach of contract, at which time they'll have missile defense up, the funding will be continuing with Hezbollah and Hamas, and you'll be saying, why did we not go through that window of opportunity?
Right. And look, you know, let's walk in Iran's shoes for a moment. They are thinking, so the deal that the U.S. is offering me is get rid of my nuke program, get rid of my ballistic missile program, stop playing with Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. They're never going to take that deal. President Trump knows that, but he's going through the diplomatic process of trying to come up with something that could possibly counterbalance. And it does not it doesn't look like Iran is going to take any of this. But yet at the same time, when Jack Keane talks about the fact that we've never had a better opportunity for this, I think you start to see maybe what the administration's thinking is.
So Naftali Bennett was on with me yesterday, and he was talking about this whole story about Israel pushing the U.S. into war. And he essentially said, have you met Donald Trump? Do you think anyone pushes him to do anything? Here's a little bit of what he said, if Israel's ready or not. Cut 23.
We have to be prepared one way or another. In effect, the 10 million Israelis living here in Israel, we are the boots on the ground of the free world. We're the ones who will pay the price of any retaliation or something of that sort. But we understand that it's a price that we are willing to pay in order to remove this threat from the world.
The only thing he's not categorizing correctly, he says they'll be taking it out of them. I think they're going to be right with us. And this is the first time we're going to be fighting with them. I mean, we did Operation Midnight Hammer, but we weren't we weren't necessarily in tandem. We were in communication. This is going to be, if this happens, we're going to be working with them very closely.
Well, without a doubt. And the reason being, Brian, is not only for the actual operation itself, but also because of the fact that what you're talking about, the objective, and the administration, I think, could do a little bit better job in relaying to the American people exactly why now and what comes next. What comes next is the big question. And you're talking about, this is a historic opportunity, as Keane says, to reset the Middle East away from fundamental Islamic war. And the next is with working with building upon the Abraham Accords, a resetting of the Middle East from a war to a commerce-driven free society. And there's no way we do that without Israel.
So here's General Keane on this opportunity, cut 30.
President Trump is a peace president. There is no doubt about it, given what he's done over 13 months on resolving conflicts that were too challenging for others to resolve, and particularly the United Nations, which doesn't show up at all when it comes to peace. Here's the difference. This president is willing to use force to achieve a peaceful outcome. And I believe that is the path we are on right now.
Yeah, and to have sometimes peace, you have to have war.
You do. But one thing we know about President Trump is he so far seems allergic to ground troops of any kind. And as Keane did acknowledge in your interview, is that this could be we could see casualties. And the big fear is, of course, a protracted, drawn-out sort of thing. I don't think we're ever going to hear this administration say they're looking to put ground troops, U.S. boots on the ground there. But you can't consider an operation like this without talking about that possibility.
I know they say they haven't really identified somebody they can work with, but I would say that maybe the next leader is in prison, in that Evian prison that is right there. Remember, they blew the doors open in the 12-day war and are wondering who's going to get out. But anybody that's a threat to the regime, they jail. And maybe that's the next leader. One thing we're saying is, Not only do they declare war on us and Israel, they're declaring war on their own people. So the only people that want to see them stay in power are the people in power, the people of Iran. And I'm not saying it's going to be smooth, but we're not going to control it. Even if they say the IRGC can stay in control, you're only going to do it to a certain extent, and we're going to be able to monitor your nuclear program. But you can pick up the garbage and you can deliver the mail.
Yeah, and, you know, you raise a good point about the split factions within Iran, aside from the IRGC, and what is there in the IRGC structure? Assuming that you bring the regime, you topple the regime, mm-hmm. obviously we see these protesters back again, bravely getting killed and just pulverized, fighting for it. It's not clear that any faction could still exist within right. the leadership of the IRGC that may also be tired of the conditions that exist now.
All right, so this came in about 15 minutes ago. These economic numbers are not going to be great when the president goes to speak in Corpus Christi today, this afternoon. First, he's having a college sports roundtable because there are some problems in college sports, believe me. Meanwhile, the cost of wholesale goods and services rose at an accelerated pace in January for the second month in a row, suggesting persistent inflation that could hurt the economy for at least through the early part of the year. Producer prices rose 0.5% in January. According to the index published by the government, it was the biggest increase in 4 months, the top 0.3% forecast. The 12-month increase in wholesale prices, where inflation tends to show up first, eased 2.9% from 3.0 last month. And that's why the market's having a tough time.
So the president has a very specific job in that speech amid negative numbers. And that is, when you step back, it is unbelievable to me that in places like Virginia, where Abigail Spanberger got elected running on affordability, the Democrats are reframing that this administration is causing the economic woes when the 4 years of Biden administration and handling of the Bidenomics, that economy that was an absolute abject failure, that this administration is now trying to fix that. And I think that in the State of the Union and perhaps later today from President Trump, we will hear some more clarity on exactly how this is going to take some time. The real question is the runway long enough between now and November before you're looking at a possibility of Democrats regaining either the House or the Senate? And at that point, all of the things that President Trump's economic stool is built on, the tax cuts, deregulation, tariffs, and, of course, private investment, really begins to get threatened.
All right. So this is the former Deputy Treasury Secretary on last night on The Bottom Line, Michael Faulkner. Here's what he said about the economy. This is prior to those numbers coming out, but the interest rates matter. Cut eight.
If you look at what happened to the median mortgage payment between when Joe Biden came into office and when President Trump returned to the White House, it doubled, Dagan. If you look at what interest rates did and what housing costs were at, if you then calculate the principal and interest payment on just the median priced home in the United States, the monthly payment doubled.
So that's a bit of a stress, but he went on to say this, cut nine.
And so what the president has been focused on ever since he came into office was how do we put in place more sound economic policies so that we can bring down interest rates while simultaneously figuring out how we can create incentives for there to be more housing built. Because if we can build more houses and have the housing prices be more affordable, and then have mortgage interest rates also come down, that's the magic combination that can then once again return access to home ownership to the American people.
And but for the first time in 5 years, it looks like the mortgage rate is below 6. It's at 5.8%.
Right. So lower rates, and as he says, the inventory has to increase. But, you know, at the end of the day, while the American dream is centered around home ownership, and I think that does still exist, a whole generation, Gen Z and young people, are looking at things, trying to project themselves 10 years down the road, say, okay, how do I position myself financially to, like, be in the strongest position? And when President Trump first went on the road to tout his economic plans, they had a big banner behind it, said, lower prices, higher wages. And that message has got to stick. He should be saying lower prices, higher wages in every breath. I thought I was going to hear more about that at the State of the Union. I was disappointed I didn't. But young people can hear lower prices, higher wages, and think that makes sense. Okay, now how do we get there? And if that answer makes sense to young people, then they're going to get on board.
Griff, do you have an idea who's going to be on for your 8 hours over the weekend?
I can't wait. We got Dana Perino, the one and only Dana Perino, getting her on the weekend. Big deal. We're going to talk about everything from Iran to maybe the economic message today. We'll see where that goes. We've got Benjamin Hall, who has got a children's book out, but he's also greatly equipped to talk about, as we sit with decisions on Iran, the Middle East, and what's going on there. And we have Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who you mentioned today on Fox and Friends, did a masterclass beatdown on the octogenarian Bernie Sanders when they got crossed during the Surgeon General confirmation hearing, and they got into it with each other. And Mullen basically said, "You are the problem. You've been in Congress longer than I've been alive."
Yeah, it was great. They talked about health care. We need more money for health care. What are you kidding me? Will you just admit Obamacare didn't work? All right, Griff, we'll look forward to seeing you over the weekend. Fox and Friends Weekend's co-host, Griff Jenkins. Great job.
Thank you, Brian.
Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Be honest. The hearing aid industry is broken. Overpriced clinics, pushy appointments, bills of $5,000 or more. That's the trap they hope you fall into. Don't let it happen. Audion Hearing is the escape. Their FDA-registered hearing aids cost just a fraction of the big brands, starting at only $98. Instead of paying as much as $5,000 plus all the doctor appointments and wasted time, you get what you need with no prescriptions, no office visits, no time wasted, and no crazy price tag. Call 800-885-HEAR. That's 800 H-E-A-R. Audion's cutting-edge devices are rechargeable, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. Try them risk-free for 45 days with lifetime support and real human help just a phone call away. Over 1 million people have already said yes to Audion Hearing. Join them. Don't let them take advantage of you. Break free from the trap. Call now. 800-885-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a very special offer. 800-885-HEAR or 800-885-4327.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically underallocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's 10 years behind bars for an au pair who schemed with her employer, who was also her lover, to kill his wife and another man. Juliana Perez Magalhães pleaded guilty to a downgraded manslaughter charge in exchange for her testimony against Brendan Banfield, who fatally stabbed his wife Christine and fatally shot Joseph Ryan, a man who was lured by the killers to engage in a sexual encounter with his wife unbeknownst to her. During sentencing, Magalhães expressed remorse for straying from her morals to pursue the illicit affair.
There are so many regrets. But this is my biggest. That's a tragedy I have been carrying with me, and I will always do.
While prosecutors recommended her immediate release, the judge ended up delivering the maximum possible sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn.
The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings to the left, Ali swings to the right. Look at the kids carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two sacks throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, the cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happened. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. New research shows your morning dose of caffeine may benefit your brain. The study by the Journal of the American Medical Association finds a link between daily caffeine consumption and a lower risk of dementia. It looked at about 132,000 healthy participants and found that people who drank 2 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee a day had an 18% lower risk of developing dementia than people who drank less. Similarly, tea drinkers who consumed 1 to 2 cups a day were 14% less likely to develop symptoms than those who drank little to none. While caffeine does contain inflammatory properties, neurologists say it's hard to know if caffeine alone is providing the benefit. The study also did not mention how adding milk and other sweeteners may affect outcomes. But despite the results, doctors say dementia cannot be wholly prevented by dietary intervention. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Michigan is open for business. New factories making batteries, cars, chips are opening in Marshall, Lake Orion, Holland, Bay City, Calumet, Hemlock, Ann Arbor, and Delta Township. Probably not on the bingo card, but I want to thank President Trump for his work on this.
Good job. Michigan's getting a lot of industrialization. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is saying, good job, Trump. This is going to be an interesting thing because you have Mayor Mondami is off to a terrible start in New York City. I mean, not plowing the snow, even though he did better the second time. And then you have can't pick up the garbage and then doesn't back up cops when they get pelted with snowballs, says, I'm not going to ban snowball fighting. And then when you have an attacker go after cops with a knife, he visits the attacker in the hospital and says he shouldn't be charged because he's got a mental illness. When you have that type of start, but he's up to the president and says, hey, what about a housing complex? And the president goes, yeah, come on in. Let's talk about it. So could the investment happen? Sure. Should it happen? Not without extracting some type of cooperation. And the president knows what he needs, but one thing I think he does need, and that is cooperation for the NYPD and for his ICE operations, because they're not watching the perimeter. It gets extremely dangerous when you do not watch the perimeter when these guys go into action. So, again, we didn't get good economic numbers before, but J.D. Vance was out in Wisconsin selling the story, helping Derek Van Orden make sure he keeps his seat, House seat. Here is for J.D. Vance on affordability, cut two.
Well, look, it's our top concern, too. We want people to be able to afford a good life. Nothing breaks my heart more than the idea that you've got somebody who goes out, they bust their rear end, they come home, they want to give their kids a nice meal. Maybe once or twice a year, they want to take their kids on a nice vacation. We want people to be able to afford that so long as they work hard and play by the rules. And I think the thing that we've tried to remind ourselves of in the Trump administration is we were put in a very big hole. When you talk about the average American family under Biden's leadership that lost $3,000 in take-home pay, we think every single day, how do we get that $3,000 back and then some?
So that's his purchase. If you understand what we're trying to do and understand what they were doing and understand that they want to go do that again that caused all this, that's what they want, the contrast. They want Democrats to be forced to say, what would you do? As opposed to, we don't like what Trump's doing. So far, the market's not liking what they got from those inflation reports. But the economy's still going to be front and center when the president goes out to Texas. Now, it's going to be an interesting time in Texas because you have Wesley Hunt, you have Senator John Cornyn, and you have Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is supported by Steve Bannon. I know, the one who's doing a documentary in 2019 on Jeffrey Epstein. Good political choice. He's calling on the president not to get involved. Really? Because he is backing Ken Paxton, saying that he's ultra MAGA. Well, the problem with Ken Paxton, not that he's a bad attorney general, is that he's got huge personal issues. And there's all this scandal written about him and the impeachment that took place. So he kept his job. He fended off the attack of George P. Bush, who's got had a big machine behind him, too. And I have nothing against Ken Paxton. But evidently, polling next to the either Democrat, including Crockett, shows an extremely tight race in Texas, where the early voting, there was much more enthusiasm for Democrats. They got much bigger numbers early voting than Republicans. Remember the state race they lost earlier. And also remember that the Hispanic vote is going down because some theorized, I don't necessarily buy into, but it's most theorized because of the aggressive way in which ICE was going after illegal immigrants. Aggressive way, not criminals, but others. We'll see where this goes. All right, listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, Michael Rubin joins us. He's with Director of Policy Analysis with the Middle East Forum.
The world.
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Fox on 10.
Video is coming to one of the big podcast platforms. Apple says video will be coming to Apple Podcasts, including live streaming video using HLS technology, meaning HTTP live streaming. Users will also be able to download video pods for future offline viewing, and yes, you'll be able to view widescreen by turning your iPhone sideways. Adding both the live and recorded video component could be an attempt by Apple to keep its users within the Apple environment instead of having them head off to Spotify or YouTube to watch things. And for those who create the video podcasts, Apple promises brand new monetization features. It marks a major advance for Apple, whose iPods back in the day gave rise to the idea of a podcast. Video on Apple Podcasts will debut this spring, though developer testing is underway with the beta releases of iOS, iPadOS, and VisionOS version 26.4. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
In the summer of 1985, Southern California wasn't just hot. It was terrifying. A shadow stalked the suburbs. They called him the Night Stalker.
So far, six communities have been the target of the so-called Night Stalker.
Fox Nation Investigates presents Beware the Night Stalker.
You admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not?
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When you take a look at all the subscription services that you've signed up for, it's probably a good idea to ask yourself, do you really need to keep paying for them? Perhaps it's time to review what you have and see what you can trim, like that streaming service which has gone up in price. Determine which ones you watch and ditch the ones you don't. Or how about all of those shopping memberships? You might be an Amazon Prime member, which offers a batch of perks, including exclusive deals on online purchases. But do you have to be a year-long member? Instead, think about canceling your Prime service and signing up closer to the time when Amazon offers sales for Prime Day, Black Friday, or the end of the year. Or how about that gym membership you might not be using? Or if you're paying a monthly charge for cloud storage, say with Google Drive or Dropbox, you might want to consider a free service instead. And don't forget to go through those mobile apps you signed up for but don't use, or music subscriptions. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
That's certainly what they want the world to believe and what they're threatening. And again, those thousands of missiles pose a real danger. And I know that Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth and General Kane are explaining the risk to the president, as they should. But of course, Israel and the United States and our friends have a massive, massive military armada in the region. And Sean, it's a lot easier to shoot the archer before he gets off his arrow than trying to knock the arrow out of the sky.
Great analogy, which I can understand. Michael Rubin joins us now, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. That was, of course, Senator Tom Cotton, director of policy analysis, Middle East Forum. He specializes in Middle East countries. Michael, welcome. This is a very interesting time for your area of expertise. You wrote a column just on saying the president's got to make clear his objective. And whatever you want to say about the last operation, George W. Bush, we knew exactly what he wanted to do, oust Saddam. H.W. Bush, we said he was going to make sure that Kuwait was, the forces were pushed out of Kuwait, left Saddam in power. The objective's got to be clear. What do you think the president's objective should be here?
I think the president's objective has to be regime change, because what the president needs to understand is that Iran's playbook has two possible plays. One is to bog him down in negotiations until the clock runs out. The other is to come up with some sort of agreement, which they're going to violate the second that Trump is removed from office. And so the only security, if Trump wants his legacy to be secure, is to ensure that the supreme leader is gone. The problem has never been the nuclear missiles. It's been the guys who would wield them.
So how about if that's the policy, but politically it's not the best line to use, correct?
Absolutely, it's not the best line. But here's the thing. The president doesn't want boots on the ground. If you have regime change, there's a chance of a vacuum. You don't know what's going to come next. What I don't understand is if you have 95% of Iran's oil going through the Karg oil terminal, which is 10 miles off the coast of Iran, why don't you simply take that? And then if Iran can't export 95% of its oil, it can't pay its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. It can't pay its Iraqi militias, and then the whole regime comes tumbling down.
So you mean shut off the oil?
Shut off the oil. This is what Ronald Reagan did in part back in 1988 in Operation Praying Mantis, Brian, when he took out one of the oil derricks in the Persian Gulf.
So just bombing, you say, and going for the ballistic missile plants and going after the finish off the nuclear weapons and bombing maybe the bases of the IRGC, you said that's not going to be enough.
Well, here's the problem with just bombing the IRGC. I support getting rid of the missiles. I agree with Tom Cotton here. But in 2007, the Revolutionary Guard reorganized so they put one unit in every province, 32 different provinces. Each of those units has an arms depot. What are we going to do to secure those arms depots to make sure that bad guys don't rush in and get them the way that happened in Iraq or Libya?
That's a good point. So when you look at our assets right now, what are we capable of in the region?
Well, look, we're capable of almost anything when we have two carrier strike groups. Because remember, when we're talking about carrier strike groups, we're not only talking about F-35s and so forth. We're talking about the destroyers. We're talking about the cruisers. We're talking about the submarines that come with an aircraft carrier. But this is what worries me. When I hear that Arab states in the region won't let us use their airfields, I see this as a barometer of their intelligence services assessing how serious Donald Trump is. When you have a hornet's nest, Brian, you have two good options. One's to leave it alone, the other one's to get rid of it. But you don't want to sit underneath it, lightly tapping it with a stick. And when the Arabs are saying, we're not going to participate, to me that signals that they have talked to Donald Trump and the U.S. intelligence community, the military, and they're not sure that we can pull this off.
That's interesting. Or they don't want to be a target. And they think they play a role, and they say, well, we're going to go after Saudi Arabia, they could say, what do I have to do with it?
Well, you're absolutely right that that is a concern, but their biggest goal would also, they have no love for this regime. They would want to get rid of it. But, you know, here's my other concern with all the talk right now. If Iran retaliates, I'm much less concerned about what happens in Beirut and Basra and Baghdad than I would be what happens in Bangkok or Burbank, California. And the reason is that Iranians with sleeper cells and terrorists will hit us where we're least expecting it. This notion that they're just going to hit us in the region, that's something that we need to it's just a false assumption that's going to hurt us.
How infiltrated do you think they are into our country? I haven't seen much terror attacks from them. We've seen threats. We've seen some arrests. But has there been indications of cells?
Well, there are indications of cells. In 2006, there was an incident in Arkansas where an Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps veteran had infiltrated the Arkansas National Guard. Then you remember that in 2010, there was a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador in Washington, D.C. by exploding a car bomb outside Cafe Milano, a popular restaurant. What's important to understand is that in many of these cases, the Iranians don't necessarily do things themselves. They reach out to the cartels. They reach out to other criminal gangs. And this is the same play that they also engaged in back in 1994 in Buenos when they blew up the Jewish Cultural Center.
Here is Senator Tom Cotton on what Iran might be able to do. Cut 26.
That's certainly what they want the world to believe and what they're threatening. And again, those thousands of missiles pose a real danger. And I know that Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth and General Kane are explaining the risk to the president, as they should. But of course, Israel and the United States and our friends have a massive, massive military armada in the region. And Sean, it's a lot easier to shoot the archer before he gets off his arrow than trying to knock the arrow out of the sky. I don't know who was calling significant progress from that meeting this morning. It sounds like it may have been the Iranians. Remember, they believed for 47 years that they can't win a war, but they can win any negotiation. I think with Donald Trump, they're likely to lose both.
So have you ever seen the Iranian people, Michael Rubin, as exercised and motivated as they've been over the last month? And they've paid a bloody price, but it's been pretty persistent.
It has been pretty persistent, and they definitely do want regime change. But here's the problem. When I used to live in Iran. They used to call me son of the great Satan. And one thing that just overshadows all Iranian thinking is the Iran-Iraq war, where they had a revolution to get rid of a dictator. They were promised Islamic democracy. They got neither, but they got a war that killed a million people. That's what keeps Iranians on the fence. That said, if they see that we're serious, I think they will move ahead. The question then becomes, what's going to happen? Because Iran is a country with 40 potential generals and presidents for each potential private.
So wait a second. So you think they move ahead in what way if they thought we were serious?
Look, If the Iran, I mean, what I would be saying right now, Brian, is if I were Donald Trump, I would tell the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, you have 3 days to defect. And if you don't defect, you will likely die. We need to make clear to the forces that are repressing the Iranian people that their time is up. If that happens, I think the Iranian people will return to the streets and this time be triumphant.
That's interesting. Do you think that the next leader in Iran is in prison? Do you know names of people, if gotten out, would have the popularity to unite that country?
Well, certainly the son of the former Shah has the most popularity. I'm not sure whether he has the organization to pull this off. And you know that I worked in Iraq during the invasion and so forth. One thing that a lot of people forget is the CIA had inserted a cleric named Majid al-Khoi, who was very pro-Western. We had a lot of hopes on him. And then what happened is he was hacked to death the day he arrived. What I'm worried about is if we talk about inserting the former crown prince into Iran, how are we going to keep him alive? And can we even do that without boots on the ground, which, of course, is a red line? That said, there's a lot of other labor union leaders. There's a lot of other civil society leaders who are emerging. My biggest fear is you have 3 or 4 different people emerging, some backed by neighboring states, and then you have a civil war.
So if you could, you think from the best you know, of course, we don't have satellite images and infrared images. Is it possible to destroy their ballistic missile capabilities or set it back like we could their nuclear facilities?
Yes, absolutely. It takes a long time to fuel these missiles. They don't have as many as they used to. And if we look at the timing of the June 2025 war, that was determined by when the Iranians were reconstituting their anti-aircraft missile capability after the April and October 2024 Israeli strikes. If we can knock out their S-300s and their other anti-aircraft missiles, we can do so with the ballistic missiles, which are a bigger target. That ultimately needs to be the objective.
So when you look at Hezbollah, they got a bill. I asked the Israeli officials. They said roughly how much did Iran give Hezbollah in 2025? $1 billion, which is down from the year before, obviously. So now they have the IRGC, if reports are correct, rebuilding Hezbollah personally because they're in tatters. Hamas gets financing, too, from Israel. If you could put that regime flat on its back as they scramble for power, does that free up more time to further destroy Hezbollah and really move forward with different phases of peace as Hamas scrambles for arms and money?
Yes, it absolutely does. But I spent part of the summer in West Africa interviewing Lebanese diaspora about money laundering to Hezbollah, because while the Israelis knocked out Hezbollah's military, and I went to Beirut recently into Hezbollah's neighborhood, I counted the people missing eyes and fingers at a cafe, which was symbolic of their defeat with this Operation Grim Beeper and so forth. But if we don't uproot that financial network, they are going to regrow. But when we talk about finances, Brian, this is the big elephant in the room with regard to Iran. Many people estimate that Iran, over the past 40 years, has lost up to $2 trillion in sanctions and lost opportunities for development because of its nuclear program, its nuclear ambitions, and so forth. If Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader, were to give this up right now, the nuclear program, he'd have to explain to his hardliners, not just ordinary Iranians, what they sacrificed for, how they lost $2 trillion. That's one of the reasons I don't think he's ever going to be sincere in giving up his nuclear program, because I don't think he can survive that concession.
What would you like to see it? What would you like to see happen, Michael?
I would like to see Ayatollah Ali Khamenei frog marched out in chains the way Nicolas Maduro was, so that he's humiliated and this Islamist terrorist ideology, which is he represents, is basically delegitimized forever.
That would do something. That would do more. Get this 86-year-old out. You don't think it would exercise the religious extremists to say we have to take action and look at this guy as a hero?
I actually don't, because many of the, I mean, first of all, not to quote Osama bin Laden positively, but you remember that he once quipped that everyone in the region loves a strong horse. They don't like to shackle themselves to a hobble pony. And so this is the case where I think we need to show Ayatollah Khamenei in front of his own supporters. We need to show him humiliated. And at the same time, I speak a lot to Ayatollahs. I spent a lot of time in Iraq and so forth. People don't like Ali Khamenei. They want him to go. It's time that the Iranians return to the community of nations as a normal country. And you know what? They're immunized from this virus of Islamist extremism because they've suffered under it for so long.
So you think Trump was to ask you, what up my target? You say, go get Khamenei, kill him, arrest him, something, and that'll be the best opportunity for change?
That would be, and I would also say dry up their ability to pay their salaries. Take Harg oil terminal and then don't destroy it, because Iran is going to be our ally the day after. What you want to do is you want to create a sovereign wealth fund for them that they can invest in their own future with their own money. It's the perfect Trumpian solution.
And where is that located?
That is located 10 miles off the coast of Iran, because remember, the Persian Gulf is very narrow. It's very shallow. The average depth is only around 90 feet deep, and it's more shallow closer to the Iranian shore. So you can't get the super tankers into shore, which is why they have to pipe all their oil out to these terminals about 10 miles away.
Are you concerned about the different ethnic groups like we had in Iraq? So if you blow off the top and there's no leaders, you worry about the Kurds taking on different other elements and the country breaking up.
I'm not worried about the country breaking up, because Iran has a near contiguous history going back more than 2,000 years, and so it has an identity which predates this era of ethnic nationalism. Remember, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader himself, isn't Persian. He's actually Azerbaijani, so he's a different ethnic group. The former head of the judiciary was an Arab, and so on and so on and so forth. There are going to be demands for federalism, especially among the Kurds and the Baluch, but among the larger minorities, I don't think there's going to be that much of an issue.
I can't imagine a better person to talk to with such direct knowledge of the region and worries about what could happen. But, Michael, do you see, before I let you go, do you see this as a unique opportunity to strike a enemy of ours for the last 47 years that should be just done correctly? Or would you be just as happy if we let this opportunity pass?
No. I think that ultimately, the Iranians are going to strike us if we don't strike at them. We can't underestimate the importance of ideology. In the United States, we prize multiculturalism, but we look at it as walking into a sushi restaurant and being able to order a mojito. We don't understand that different peoples can think in very, very different ways, and that itself can be extremely dangerous.
Michael Rubin, thanks so much. Senior fellow at AEI. We'll talk to you soon, Michael.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, and check out his columns. Just bombing Iran is a strategy that will fail. And you just heard some of the worries and some of the options. Back in a moment.
From breaking news to big name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically underallocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Is the devil sexist? Yes and no. When it comes to inflicting harm, he gives equal opportunity to both men and women. But Christian author and speaker Emily Wilson Hussum has noticed that the enemy knows how to target the particular light that women bring into the world.
I've watched specifically out of my own lens how the enemy tries to destroy women with discouragement and sorrow and even despair.
Hussum modeled her new book, Sincerely Stoneheart, after C.S. Lewis's famous work, The Screwtape Letters, about how the devil is hard at work corrupting God's image bearers, using what could be considered natural strengths and giving them the perception of weaknesses, like a woman's gift of nurturing.
The woman's ability to see the personal, to see the tenderness of the heart, and to meet that is a strength that I think the enemy wants to destroy and eliminate.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. The U.S. homicide rate plummeted in 2025 to the lowest ever recorded. And 9 offenses, including assault, robbery, burglary, and carjacking, gun crimes, all down by double digits. Why? Well, some experts cite obesity and an aging population. But guess who didn't get any credit from the media or big city mayors? The Trump crackdown on criminal aliens deported off the streets and out of jail. Here's Adam Gelb from the Nonpartisan Council on Criminal Justice, which authored the report.
If you are removing the high rate, dangerous, violent repeat offenders from the streets, then you certainly can have a significant reduction in crime.
That's because 62% of prison inmates are rearrested within 3 years. If they're deported, those crimes don't happen. Also, the U.S. added 3 million new legal gun owners last year, 20 million over 5. So contrary to the argument that more guns mean more crime, here, violent crime and homicide all went down. Queen Lajeunesse, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You know what the SAVE Act would do? Require that people show a birth certificate or a passport to register to vote. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's something like 40% of Americans don't have those documents.
Okay, if you can't get a passport, you can't get proper ID to get on a plane or to be able to drive a car or to be able to go into a building if you're a messenger or work for Uber Eats, you need IDs. So check out the SAVE Act. The 40% is totally inaccurate, and she just is instinctively saying whatever the Republicans propose, I'm against. Meanwhile, it's another 80-20 issue. 80% want ID. And why is that? Fundamentally, they want their vote to count, too. They want Democrats to get elected honestly and fairly, and they don't want it canceled out by some man or woman that's going to vote multiple times or vote illegally. So the SAVE Act, in fact, the president put that up again today. So yesterday, the Republicans came to the White House, and they just brainstormed about what they should focus on over the next 9 months. And it looks like the main thing that they walked away with was on the SAVE Act. Because the president put that out this morning, that the SAVE Act's got to get passed, don't delay. I also, if I'm the president, try to get as many judges passed as possible. One thing about Mitch McConnell, he was relentless in doing it. I hear it's been very, very slow, and that's intentional. Keep in mind, too, coming up on One Nation over the weekend, Sunday night at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have H.R. McMaster join me. And as you know, the Lieutenant General is also a military historian, was a national security advisor to President Trump in the last term, and he really has an understanding of the region. We also have with us Karl Rove, is going to break down this battle plan over in Texas. And we also have Carly Shimkus joining us. We're going to look at the cartels and what was actually done. That's going to be interesting, too. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Are you struggling with hearing loss? Do friends and family complain that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to repeat themselves? If you want to hear clearly again, but don't want a bulky hearing aid that makes you look old, you need to try Atom X by Audion Hearing. The Atom X is a life-changing breakthrough, precisely designed by top audio engineers, fits comfortably in your ear, is nearly invisible, and lets you adjust your sound so you can hear conversations clearly. At home, at dinner, or on the go. And right now, you can try the Atom X risk-free for 45 days. Call Audion Hearing now at 800-741-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a 45-day risk-free home trial with free shipping and money-back guarantee. The Atom X is lightweight, rechargeable, practically invisible, and costs 90% less than prescription hearing aids. Don't miss out. Call 800-741-HEAR for complete details. That's 800-741-4327. Hearing for everyone. Audion here.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says Iran's supreme leader has been killed along with some 40 Iranian officials in a joint U.S. and military operation.
The president announced the death of Ayatollah Khamenei in a social media post, writing that the supreme leader was one of the most evil people in history. Donald Trump also said the Ayatollah's passing is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The death occurred after a joint U.S.-Israeli aerial bombardment, and the president said heavy bombing would continue for several days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump now warning Iran not to escalate attacks, saying the United States will strike back with a force that has never been seen before. European leaders are calling for the resumption of U.S.-Iran negotiations.
Britain, France, and Germany calling for a resumption of U.S.-Iran negotiations and condemning Iranian attacks on countries in the region. They did not comment on Saturday's U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Leaders weighing their opposition to Iran's nuclear program against fears that unilateral action breaks international law. Germany said it was only told of the strikes on Saturday morning. Britain says it wants no wider regional war and it backs negotiations. EU diplomat Kaya Kallas called the situation perilous. Russia, Pakistan, Malaysia condemned them and urged restraint. I'm Julie Walker.
Congressman John James of Michigan says Republicans are committed to eliminating waste and fraud.
We've already cut fraud, waste, and abuse where criminals, essentially, were stealing money from the sickest and neediest Americans, folks who were struggling. And by cutting fraud, waste, and abuse, we're guaranteeing Medicare, we're guaranteeing Social Security and SNAP, we're guaranteeing those benefits for Americans who need them the most.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at bringing transparency to the U.S. healthcare system. He says the Patients Deserve Price Tags Act builds on existing transparency standards, but closes key loopholes.
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
James is a candidate for Michigan governor and was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. An official says a cargo plane carrying money has crashed near Bolivia's capital, damaging dozens of vehicles on a highway, scattering bills on the ground, and leaving at least 15 people dead. Defense Minister Marcelo Salinas says the Hercules C-130 plane was transporting newly printed Bolivian currency when it crashed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Something was a bit lost in translation.
Callers to Washington State's driver's license agency who select automated service in Spanish have instead been hearing an AI voice speaking English with a strong Spanish accent. The voice slipped Spanish numbers into key phrases. A recording of the odd-sounding accent drew attention on social media, and one person described the experience as hilarious, absurd, and like a scene out of Parks and Recreation. The Department of Licensing has apologized and says it fixed the problem. Keith Peters reporting.
Should marijuana users be able to own guns? That's what's at issue in a case being argued before the Supreme Court tomorrow. The case is creating some unusual alliances. Gun control groups are aligned with the Trump administration in arguing to uphold a law that bars people who regularly use marijuana from legally owning guns. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone, from 48th and 6th in the snowy Midtown Manhattan. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're going to have Olympic gold medalist and now professional wrestler, but not the fake wrestling, the real wrestling from RAF, Real American Freestyle, is going to be on with us today. Henry Colujo, he's going to be here. He's one of the headliners. And RA and Real American Freestyle is the fast-growing sport in the country, And now ESPN and Fox Sports are trying to get it, and they've been so loyal to Fox Nation, so that is great. So also some great news. We just added a West Virginia station over in Huntington, West Virginia. They added the Brian Kilmeade Show Monday through Friday, all 3 hours, 9 to noon, WNRJ. So thank you so much, everybody, at 1200 AM and 95.3 FM, The Eagle. So before we get to our in-studio guest, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
I answered every one of their questions as fully as I could. I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him.
There you go. More of this. Hillary Clinton, the video will be available shortly. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton today. Epstein trial focuses on the Clintons. Hillary says, I never met him. We see some pictures showing she's laughing with him. Bill will get blasted today. There's a hot tub shot with a girl's face blacked out. How do you get through that? The Epstein files never stop.
Number two.
The reality is when you look clearly at what Iran is and what they represent, you've got to come to the conclusion that they're very unlikely we're going to achieve anything. Why is that? Because Iran does want to recover its nuclear program.
Yep, General Jack Keane knows it. Tick, tick, tick. Countdown for Iran to hand over their nukes, ballistic missiles, and stop funding terror. Good luck with that. Our mighty military is ready to spring into action. The extreme right and some on the left have their doubts. I don't. An attack is the only way to bring peace. We'll explain.
Number one.
Michigan is open for business. New factories making batteries, cars, chips. Probably not on the bingo card, but I want to thank President Trump for his work on this.
Yup, that is Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Politics aplenty as JD and DJT fan out to spread the message on the economy, although they did get some disturbing news when it came to inflation, as 47 gets rare praise, as you just heard, from a working, from a mayor, a Democratic mayor in New York, and a Michigan Democratic governor. With us right now is a Republican, Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be in studio.
Well, a lot. So I just got to tell you this. The inflation numbers came out about 90 minutes ago, and they're going to be challenging as the president heads out to Corpus Christi. Producer prices rose 0.5% in January. According to the index published by the government, it's the biggest increase in 4 months. And topped the 0.3% that Wall Street thought they'd have. The 12-month increase in wholesale prices happened, but inflation trend tends to show up first, and right now it eased to 2.9% from 3%. So the numbers show that inflation not tamed, but down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's troubling to the American public. Certainly where I live in the great state of West Virginia, and great to know we have a new station taking your show.
Huntington.
That's good. In Huntington. Love that. But I think people are feeling, you know, pocketbook issues are always the electoral issues, but they're also what really challenges families. You know, think of the single mother with two kids trying to buy groceries, those kinds of issues, or buy a car. And so certain indicators are down, such as gas and some food pricing. I saw mortgage prices came down at least a little bit yesterday, were announced. So that's good. That's all good. We just need to get the American people feeling this. And I think they will as they're looking at their tax returns. We see that people are filing earlier. Their refunds are larger by measurable amounts. That's good. But day to day, unsteadiness is not our friend.
So what has the resurgence of coal done tangibly for West Virginia?
Oh, coal has been, you know, it's cyclical always. It has been, but certainly power coal, which generates a lot of heat here in the Northeast for a lot of people. I keep reminding all my Northeastern senator friends who don't particularly like coal, hey, how's that windmill keeping you warm? I mean, I don't think so. And so coal is also doing very well in the export markets for steel production. We have the metallurgical coal in West Virginia, which is the high-value coal. So it's keeping our miners working. It's keeping the miners' wages have gone up over the last year about $1,400. So wages are up in there, and we are able to capitalize on what we have as a great domestic market.
Are environmental regulations still holding you back?
Well, the president's been very aggressive with the Lee Zeldin in order to elongate the life of a lot of our coal plants. President Biden wanted to shut a lot of them down and really literally have them all shut down by 2035. Well, that's on cold weather days, that's 28% of our energy mix. What are we going to replace this with? So our coal plants are really maximizing their use in the, and with the president's anti-regulatory regime, they're able to stay online faster. They're cleaner than ever.
We're definitely feeling it
in a good way.
Right. And the president's got probably more support in West Virginia than any other state, probably in the country. I want you to hear what Austin Goolsbee said about the economy prior to these numbers. But the numbers aren't really bad. They're just not trending in the right direction.
I think the economy has been solid. It's growing. Growth is decent. I think the job market has been stable. And the strongest thing we've got going is not AI data centers. It is the American consumer. If you look at consumer spending, that was the thing that drove growth in 2025. And that's a traditional source of growth that's hopefully a little less bubble oriented, a little less bubble centric. So I see steadiness, though with still continuing uncertainty when we're out talking to businesses, particularly about some policies like what is the tariff rate going to be in 6 months.
So he's a former economic advisor to President Obama and now Chicago Fed Reserve president.
Right.
Your thoughts on that?
I think that's a great analysis from somebody who's probably always looking for the underside of what President Trump is doing. I think we are feeling that, but the American people have to really feel it on their everyday lives. And they are spending. Americans, I mean, I'm hearing indicators from big companies that, you know, big consumer-oriented companies. People are spending, but they're maybe not as brand loyal as they used to be. They may be going to generics, so their dollars can go a little bit farther. So there's a confidence there that we see, but we need to, it needs to be more steady. And I think that's what he was saying. That's what I'm saying. But I really think that what we put in with the working families tax cut bill is really starting to bleed into the economy, and we're going to see this really pick up.
You know, no one talks about the shutdown. I mean, the TSA, Circus Service, they're not getting paid.
No.
Starting today, they're going to miss this paycheck.
It's terrible. I mean, we have a Border Patrol training center in Harpers Ferry where our local economy, it really picks our local economy up because a lot of people come in for training, so they're staying at hotels, they're eating at our restaurants. We're starting to feel it economically. And that's a side negative to this DHS. Besides the safety issues, we have FEMA public assistance checks that still haven't come out. Now they're stuck. They can't do it. And these folks at TSA are always wondering if they're going to get paid. It's such a disservice. I mean, if the Democrats would just vote for the bill that they negotiated previous to a month ago, it has reforms in there that they want. And by holding this up, they're not hurting ICE and Border Patrol. We funded that in the big, beautiful bill. So
well, they want changes. They want judicial warrants.
They're not going to get that.
Chuck Schumer, tell me if this is right. Senator Schumer said, we sent a proposal over to Senator Thune, and we're waiting for a response. Is that true?
No, I don't think that's true. I think staffs are working on it. Whether John Thune has reacted publicly, I think I've heard him say that the judicial warrant, that's just that's a smokescreen for them to be able to hold this up, to keep an issue in front of the American public for political reasons. So you have Tom Homan goes up to Minneapolis, makes changes, talks about body cameras, talks about more investigation onto incidents, talks about de-escalation training. These are the things that are already built into the bill that the Democrats agreed with 6 weeks ago. And so I think they're hanging on to an issue that really is going to hurt people when you see Secret Service, Coast Guard. Think a disruption of drugs coming into this nation on the Coast Guard, on the seas. To me, it's just a very harmful exercise, and they've taken hostage an agency that we really need.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When we come back, Senator, you have another segment for us?
Sure, yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk about Iran, some of the risks, what you think happening, because, you know, you were in office during the Iraq War, and the president's brilliant operation, taking out Soleimani and Maduro sitting in a Brooklyn prison. So the president has proven internationally he's more than competent. In fact, I could say that he excels at it. His next move, probably the most difficult. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Be honest, the hearing aid industry is broken. Overpriced clinics, pushy appointments, bills of $5,000 or more. That's the trap they hope you fall into. Don't let it happen. Audion Hearing is the escape. Their FDA-registered hearing aids cost just a fraction of the big brands, starting at only $98. Instead of paying as much as $5,000 plus all the doctor appointments and wasted time, you get what you need with no prescriptions, no office visits, no time wasted, and no crazy price tag. Call 800-885-HEAR. That's 800. H-E-A-R. Audion's cutting-edge devices are rechargeable, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. Try them risk-free for 45 days with lifetime support and real human help just a phone call away. Over 1 million people have already said yes to Audion Hearing. Join them. Don't let them take advantage of you. Break free from the trap. Call now. 800-885-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a very special offer. 800-885-HEAR or 800-885-4327.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When you take a look at all the subscription services that you've signed up for, it's probably a good idea to ask yourself, do you really need to keep paying for them? Perhaps it's time to review what you have and see what you can trim, like that streaming service which has gone up in price. Determine which ones you watch and ditch the ones you don't. Or how about all of those shopping memberships? You might be an Amazon Prime member which offers a batch of perks, including exclusive deals on online purchases. But do you have to be a year-long member? Instead, think about canceling your Prime service and signing up closer to the time when Amazon offers sales for Prime Day, Black Friday, or the end of the year. Or how about that gym membership you might not be using? Or if you're paying a monthly charge for cloud storage, say with Google Drive or Dropbox, you might want to consider a free service instead. And don't forget to go through those mobile apps you signed up for but don't use, or music subscriptions. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Some smoke detectors sold exclusively on Amazon are being recalled over potential sound delays. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recently reported that about 11,000 LS Home 3-pack smoke detector fire alarms have been recalled. The company says the 9-volt battery-operated alarms may not sound in a timely manner, posing a potential fire hazard. The alarms were sold on Amazon between February 2024 through December 2025. No injuries have been reported at this time. Consumers are urged to stop using the product immediately and may request a full refund. Unrelated to the recall, the U.S. Fire Administration says smoke alarms should be installed in every bedroom, outside each separate sleeping area, and on every level of a home, including the basement. You can get more smoke detector tips at usfa.fema.gov. Or, for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Ann Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I don't know who was calling significant progress from that meeting this morning. It sounds like it may have been the Iranians. Remember, they believed for 47 years that they can't win a war, but they can win any negotiation. I think with Donald Trump, they're likely to lose both.
That is Senator Tom Cotton talking about negotiations that took place yesterday. And some of the things that have come out of the meetings, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, the Iranians had an interesting thing to say from morning to afternoon. They said after the first session, they said essentially it was odd because the Trump team didn't seem to agree on what their objectives were. Well, in the afternoon, they wiped out that problem. And essentially they emerged saying that we're looking for zero enrichment for 3 to 5 years. And minor enrichment for just medical reasons. That's not going to get it done. And we also know they said the American side wants to talk about ballistic missiles. Yes, of course. And financing of terror proxies. They're not even talking about that. And the one thing that they've made it clear is there's going to be no sunset provision on any deal. That's what President Obama did. Senator Shelley Moore Capito is here, a Republican out of West Virginia. Senator, your reaction from what you hear about the talks and where you think we're going in Iran?
Well, I think the president emphasized, and the vice president did yesterday, that diplomacy is still the preferred route here. I think that from the news that came yesterday, it appears as though there's still talks going on. First of all, you got to remember these people lie all the time. I mean, they don't tell you the truth, and they're almost like Baghdad Bobish when they get out in front of the media. I'm talking about the Iranians here, because they're going to say what they think the Western media is going to want to hear, which is, oh, we're negotiating and we're making a deal here, when in reality, I'm not sure that's true. Now, I'm obviously not privy to the talks. We can't have a nuclear Iran. We know that they're from the day they're born, it's death to America. And we can't just hide our heads in here and think, well, you know, the world will not let them sustain that kind of terrorist. They're killing their own people right now into the tens of thousands who are protesting. And they have a whole different value system that we have. So you got to start from that and then look at the terrorist groups that they're funding. The missile issue is huge. We cannot negotiate anything and say no nuclear enhancements without destroying the missiles, because the missiles are where the firepower is, so to speak, for the Iranians. But, you know, I'm going to choose to say that the diplomatic route is the route, the preferable route. I don't know what the timing on this is, and I don't know how patient the president's going to be.
Here's what General Keane said. He gives no credence to these talks. Cut 28.
Iran is already continuing to support the proxies in the region, which means at some point they will be upgunned again with a potential to attack Israel. And we've already had the evidence that Iran is willing to kill as many people as it takes inside their country to put down any idea of a protest or an internal regime change. That is who we're dealing with.
He said, I don't think the talks have any chance at working.
Yeah, I mean, that's discouraging to hear from him, because I respect his opinion so much. At the same time, I'm going to listen to the president and the vice president. And maybe they're sending, you know, signals of that to the Iranians that this is the preferred route. You better listen to us. I don't know, you know, with the positioning of all the assets in that region.
Can't stay too long.
No, you can't stay too long, and you can't leave it uncertain for too long. And so, I don't know, targeted, you know, at missile bases, targeted at the nuclear development. You know, they've made deals where they're not going to, you know, refine the uranium and get the nuclear fuel. Well, they lie. They lie.
Why are you building a mountain if you don't want to protect it?
Oh, why was that hit that we did with Israel, whatever that was, a year and a half ago, so effective if there wasn't anything there?
Right.
I mean, we're not stupid here. So they just keep covering up to try to buy time to do what they want to do.
So we'll see what happens. That's probably the next big story. The president goes to Corpus Christi today. Senator, looks like the Republican side will be Cornyn, it'll be Paxson, or it'll be Wesley Hunt. Who do you want?
Oh, I want Senator Cornyn. He's been a real champion for the president. He's been a steady leader, a steady hand. He's looked at and respected in many areas of, particularly on the judicial side, because he's a member of the an attorney, obviously, but on the Judiciary Committee. He's strong. He's able to forge compromise, which maybe that's a dirty word, but we're not going to compromise is important to be able to get strong legislation sometimes, and he can do that. So he's the one that can win the general too. And I want to keep the majority in the Senate, and Senator Cornyn's our pathway to that.
So you have a upstart Telecredo or whatever his name is, as well as Crockett on the other side. Their turnout's been better than the Republican side. So who do you worry about over there in Texas?
It is just hard for me to believe that a state like Texas could send somebody like Crockett to the United States Senate. She seems like she's off her rocker some of the time, and so to speak. And so I just can't get what the mindset is here. Do you want somebody who's an effective leader, or do you want somebody who's on TV all the time saying sometimes very bizarre things? The other person, Talarico or whatever his name is, Talarico, don't know him. He's painting himself more as a moderate. I don't think that's true. I still think Texas is very, very conservative, although there are projections that it is getting bluer because everybody's moving from California to Austin. So, you know, we'll see. But I still think the Republicans are going to have the upper hand. But John Cornyn is the one that can win that with I wouldn't say with ease. Nothing's going to be easy, but he'll be the most effective, and he also probably costs less money in the general if he's the candidate.
Yeah, because he'll look more assured. But right. I guess people were upset they did some gun legislation, but I thought it was reasonable considering that military officer went off. They did not have his military records. They let him. He had some psychological problems in the military. He was able to bring his gun, and he ended up shooting up a church.
Right.
So he said, we want to make sure that those records transfer to the civilian world.
Right. And another part of that bill that we do all the gun checking and all the gun registration in West Virginia. The FBI center is in West Virginia. It's hundreds, millions of these a year applications. It also says if you have a juvenile record that, say, when you're 17, yeah, you shot up a school, then that should be part of your record so that when you're 18, but now, before, you couldn't get access to those records. So I don't know what the number is now, but it's probably 400 to 500 people have in that category that had a violence in their mm-hmm. their younger years. Just because you turn 18, you don't leave that. I want to keep our schools safe.
Yeah, and that's one of the ways to do it. I thought he did reasonable gun.
It was reasonable.
Yeah, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, always great to
it's
have
you.
It's
not red flags, I can tell you that.
That's true. By the hour, we talk wrestling, and that's very similar to politics. So we'll find out. Without the singlet, you'll listen to Brian Kennedy Show.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
your friends, call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at BMT Satellite.
For local dish installation and service.
Hi folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At BNT Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. We are a local authorized dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Juliana Perez Magalhães pleaded guilty to a downgraded manslaughter charge in exchange for her testimony against Brendan Banfield, who fatally stabbed his wife Christine and fatally shot Joseph Ryan, a man who was lured by the killers to engage in a sexual encounter with his wife, unbeknownst to her. During sentencing, Magalhães expressed remorse for straying from her morals to pursue the illicit affair.
There are some inner regrets, but this is my biggest. That's a tragedy I have been carrying with me, and I will always do.
While prosecutors recommended her immediate release, the judge ended up delivering the maximum possible sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're obviously disappointed with the case, which was wrongly decided, but the president and President Xi have developed a very strong and stable relationship. Scott Bessent and myself, we've established strong relationships with our counterparts. Our deals were not premised on whether or not this case remains in place or not. As you mentioned, we have a variety of tools. We've had tariffs on China since 2018. Even now, the average tariff on China is still about 40%. We have other tools if we need to use it. The point isn't trying to fight with China. It's really to have stability. For the soybean farmers you mentioned, for people who are selling aircrafts and medical devices, and folks who want to be able to import some things we can't get elsewhere from China. And we're still on track for that. The meeting in April is still on track. We think it will be very successful.
Jamison Greer weighing in on the crisis management that they're doing now because of that Supreme Court decision and how it affects the China visit. And there's going to be a follow-up visit if all things go well here. I'm sad to find out that we're holding up our weapons shipment to Taiwan just to make sure the March visit goes well. Taiwan needs to be a porcupine. That's the phrase they use. So China knows if they go in and try to fight a war, they haven't had a war since 1979, that they're going to get a lot of resistance and it's going to be trouble. And we're going to hopefully watch their back. back. Dr. Victor Cha knows all the machinations of the region. He's got a brand new book out called China Weaponization of Trade Resistance Through Collective Resilience. He's the Distinguished University Professor at D.A. Young, SF, Endowed Chair in Government and International Affairs at Georgetown, as well as President of the Geopolitics and Foreign Policy Department and Korea Chair at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and a former Director for Asia Affairs at the White House National Security Council. Victor, congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Brian.
I think when people think about weaponization of trade, we think of China not buying our soybeans and China not selling us rare earth. Is that an example?
Yeah, those are two very good examples. Basically, they take what is normal trade interdependence and they weaponize it for political purposes. And they've been doing this since 1979. We've documented over 600 cases, and it's really heightened under Xi Jinping.
WHO being them bringing them in, big mistake?
Into the WTO, yes. It was probably a mistake at the time, but at the time there was this prevailing assumption that China, as it got rich, would eventually become more like us. And so, you know, when they weaponized trade, we put up with it saying, oh, you know, this is just a bump in the road. In the end, there'll be a good news story to come out of that. But clearly China got rich and the CCP is still in control. They haven't politically liberalized, and they're not following the trade rules.
So so in your book, you categorize and you list and explain all the times China used trade against the world. How did we allow ourselves to let them control our pharmaceuticals? How did we allow ourselves to let them control rare earth? What was the West thinking? Because it wouldn't work to anyone's advantage, and we have plenty of these same resources ourselves.
I think there are two reasons. The first was this faith in globalization and just-in-time supply chains. It was trying to get the cheapest production costs, and often that ended up being in China. And we never really thought about trade disruption. The other was this view that, you know, I mean, again, eventually that as China grew, it would be more of a responsible stakeholder in the international system, and therefore we could countenance, you know, a single act of trade coercion every once in a while, because in the end, China would become more like us. That clearly was not the case. That clearly has not been the case. But now we find ourselves in the position where our supply chains, many of them are compromised. And this really became clear during COVID, when so much, as you said, of our medical supply chains and PPE supply chains were dependent on China. And we saw a disruption and we didn't have a good answer. But many
now
governments,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that just many governments around the world are well aware of it. They've all appointed economic security point people, and everybody is trying to shore up their supply chains now because they know this weaponization is not going to stop.
Look at Japan. What have they done to Japan over the last 6 months?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got a new prime minister in Japan. Basically, all she did was restate existing Japanese defense policy when it came to Taiwan. And China is carrying out a full court economic coercion against her, you know, not importing Japanese seafood, not allowing tourists or students to go from China to Japan, a variety of things of this nature. And also on heavy rare earth minerals, they're curtailing heavy rare earth mineral exports to Japan. China had done this before in 2010. They curtailed light rare earth minerals to Japan over a territorial dispute. Japan shore up that supply chain, and so what does China do? It doesn't go after light rare earth. Now goes after heavy rare earth. So, you know, trying to answer this problem with shoring up supply chains is good and it's necessary, but China's always looking for the next thing that they could press you on.
So what do you think's going to be – what do you think the president's strategy is now? We did confrontation, hit them with the fentanyl tariffs, backed off. When they said we're going to hold back rare earth, they agreed to put everything on hold and then agree to work out the kinks. And then the president and President Xi decide, let's meet together, and they're going to do it in March. What do you think the president's strategy is now?
I think at the core of the basic strategy is to continue to use the threat of tariffs to try to stave off China using critical minerals, you know, trying to weaponize critical minerals. And this is kind of a holding pattern because the idea is eventually that the United States and like-minded countries will be able to develop to the best they can independent critical mineral supply chains, so that they're no longer prone to Chinese threats of economic coercion. I think that's sort of the game plan right now. And so when we go into this summit this spring, there'll probably be a similar sort of ratcheting up of threats on both sides in the run-up to the meeting, and then some sort of interim agreement that might last for another year or so. But the last meeting basically bought a year where China said, we said we would not raise tariffs further, and they said that they would not hit on critical minerals. But this is only a temporary solution. In the long term, we've got to, you know, shore up these mineral critical mineral supply chains. There's a critical mineral security partnership that both the Trump and the Biden administration have done. These are the things that are necessary to get out from under the, you know, this constant threat of coercion.
Do you think we're doing enough to make to get our own sources of rare earth between the deals we cut in Southeast Asia, but the one in Australia, Argentina? I talked to Doug Burgum. He seems to see the urgency. Are you seeing it?
No, I think we are seeing it. I mean, I think there is this is a top priority for the administration. I think we're seeing it in their conversations with allies and partners, potential sources of critical minerals. And anywhere there are critical minerals, it's part of whatever bilateral meeting the president is doing with the leaders of those countries. So I think there's an urgency attached to it because, you know, I think the idea is that within a decade, we want to get out from under this. Japan, as I said, in 2010, went on a major push to become less vulnerable to China on critical minerals. It took them about a decade to reduce their dependence by about 50%. So it may take less time for the United States, particularly if we work in partnership with other like-minded countries.
The headline in the New York Times today, the looming Taiwan chip disaster that Silicon Valley has long ignored. Why? Because Taiwan's making about 90%+ of all our chips, and China's determined to take the island, claiming it as their own. Number one, their claim isn't authentic. They've never had the island. And number two, they seem obsessed with taking it, and that would certainly hurt our certainly not be in our national interests.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's exactly right. China, if China were to take Taiwan, it would have a chokehold on these high-end computer chips, semiconductor computer chips. China, you know, Xi Jinping is in an increasingly precarious position. He's been purging some of his top generals, people that he put into place, which speaks both to the corruption in the PLA, but also to his own paranoia and concern that people are, you know, going to stab him in the back. But that also means that he's become much more aggressive in terms of these quarantine exercises that they've been doing around Taiwan. You can't even call these exercises. This is like practicing quarantine around Taiwan, basically to try to choke a strategy to try to choke off Taiwan so they cry uncle in the end because they can't get anything to get anything into the island. But the strategic value of Taiwan, both in terms of shipping lanes, this potentially being a permanent aircraft carrier for China if they ever were to get hold of it, as well as the chip issue, make this, you know, strategically very important. I think the good news is that the administration is very focused on this. The Pentagon is very focused on this. They've been building capabilities. But at the same time, the concern is that Xi Jinping may see his window of opportunity closing by 2027, and that, you know, that creates a lot of concern. Mm-hmm.
At one point we'd still be waiting for AOC to answer the question, what do we do? I hope we are prepared to defend Taiwan. And I don't think he would do it with this president as president. That's what I don't think. But, my hope is we're prepared to do this because, the West will begin to just gradually lose grip and credibility and basically give the world over to China if we do.
Yeah, there's a lot riding on Taiwan that goes beyond, you know, what's in Taiwan, the chip issue. You know, in some research that we've done, we found that one of the most important indicators of U.S. general commitment to allies and partners in Asia and in Europe is what happens on Taiwan. U.S. credibility and strength in many ways rests on that. I mean, it's good in the sense that other countries in the region, Japan, Australia, the Philippines, South Korea and others really do understand what's at stake. In the past, they just saw it as a U.S. problem, but now they really do see it as something that can affect their very lives. So there's a lot more vigilance. We see defense spending increasing across Asia now. You know, as the president has wanted, 3.5%, 5% defense spending is going up in places like Japan and Korea. Nuclear submarines, you know, in Australia, also talk about that in South Korea. So things are happening now that are shoring up defense and deterrence that benefit the Taiwan Straits issue.
No, that is great. So Victor Cha, guest, his book is now out, China's Weaponization of Trade, The Resistance Through Collective Resilience. So where's China vulnerable?
So what we found in the research we put into this book is that there are about 600 items that China trades with countries that it has coerced that are very important to its construction industry, to its solar panel industry, to a variety of industries. And if countries can work together, we can threaten retaliation if China continues to use economic coercion against any one of us, and that will deter them from using this as a tool, as they're doing to Japan today, as they're doing to us, as they've done to us on critical minerals, and as they've done to many American defense contractors, software companies, clothing companies, airlines, you just name it. Like, they've gone after everybody. But there is capability that the United States, Japan, Australia, and others have that could deter and stop this sort of activity.
It's pretty obvious, the products. What I also hear, too, is their people don't buy anything. They need to sell their products, 70% to us. So we are the consumers they need to sell, or else they're just going to be stuck with these products. Because they can't just, you know, the billions of people in China don't buy the billions of items because they don't have a social safety net, and they don't trust any excess spending money that they have. And they got a huge job issues, correct? They're out of make-work jobs.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, still the most important sort of consumer middle class market is the United States. And China, while it's a big market for production, for cheaper production, in terms of consumption, it's not nearly as big. And China faces vulnerabilities there as well.
Do you think there's any chance of separating Russia and China at this point?
Right now, it seems pretty hard. You know, China has been both keeping an arm's distance length away from Russia while behind the scenes continuing to supply them in, you know, with microelectronics, all sorts of industrial capacity so they continue the war in Europe. But right now, these two seem to be brought even closer together, as we saw in the Victory Day celebrations that Xi Jinping hosted last fall, where he had Putin on one side and he had Kim Jong-un on the other side.
Are you concerned about Canada's newfound relationship with China?
Yeah, so I think there is a concern that the tariffs by the Trump administration are causing some of our allies and partners to look at what you might call Plan Bs, what else they could do if they can't rely on the United States. And this relationship between Canada and China is one manifestation of that. I don't think that means that we're pushing everybody into the arms of China, because nobody wants to be in the arms of China. They're just going to be squeezed to death if they do that. You know, it is a bit of hedging by Carney, and we'll probably see European leaders do the same thing. But again, you can't get in bed on trade and economics with China, because they steal technology.
Yes.
They use economic coercion. You know, they'll try to steal technology. They'll enter into a joint venture. They will try to steal your technology. They will then domestically produce and dump on the open market to basically kill your industry. So nobody, you know, they may be hedging a little bit by talking to China, but nobody's going to get fully in bed with China on investment and trade.
I know this, but this prime minister in Canada is a real piece of work. I don't know if he understands the dangers fully. I think it's taking it personal, and the hockey loss is not going to make him feel better. Victor Cha, congratulations on your book, China's Weaponization of Trade, Resistance Through Collective Resilience. Appreciate it, Victor, and thanks for what you do.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically underallocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, anytime, like, everything is so political. We're athletes. We're so proud to represent the U.S. And when you get the chance to go to the White House, meet the president, you know, we're proud to be Americans, and, you know, that's so patriotic. So no matter what your views are, we're super excited to go to the White House tomorrow and just be a part of that.
Jack Hughes lost a few teeth but got a goal and a gold medal. We'll be in the State of the Union, being in chambers tonight at Congress, at the Capitol building, and might be on with, might be one of the guests on with Brett Baer tonight. I know he's going to have a group of hockey players on, talking about Team USA, what they accomplished, why it was important for them to be here. We can't forget about the women whose accomplishment was just as significant. I was able to talk to Zach Wierenski this morning and Dylan Larkin. Here's my conversation with him on celebrating and talking about Johnny Gaudreau, who he was great friends with. Here's Zach, cut 44.
I think we thought about it for a while. I mean, his jersey was hanging all tournament. Obviously, I see his jersey hanging a lot in Columbus every game. And then we saw them in the crowd after the game and felt like it was super special. This is something John would have been at. And we wanted to make him proud and to have his kids on the ice to celebrate with us. It just felt right. And just an incredible experience, an incredible moment. Obviously, it was our lifelong dream, but it was also John's, and we wanted to honor him the best way we could. So, yeah, it's just a super special thing that we could do, and to have his kids out there was pretty incredible.
He grabbed one of them, and Dylan Larkin grabbed the other. And they made sure that the guy who was going to make the team at 31 years old and was likely going to be captain, Johnny Gaudreau, who was killed on the side of a road while he was biking, him and his brother at the same time the day before his sister's wedding, was not forgotten on the team, and they weren't. They used it as inspiration, and of course they ended up with a 2-1 victory and a gold medal. They'll be honored tonight. What great guys. The more you hear from them, the more you like them. And you know what? It's kind of cool that they love the country.
Are you struggling with hearing loss? Do friends and family complain that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to repeat themselves? If you want to hear clearly again, but don't want a bulky hearing aid that makes you look old, you need to try Atom X by Audion Hearing. The Atom X is a life-changing breakthrough, precisely designed by top audio engineers, fits comfortably in your ear, is nearly invisible, and lets you adjust your sound so you can hear conversations clearly. At home, at dinner, or on the go. And right now, you can try the Atom X risk-free for 45 days. Call Audion Hearing now at 800-741-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a 45-day risk-free home trial with free shipping and money-back guarantee. The Atom X is lightweight, rechargeable, practically invisible, and costs 90% less than prescription hearing aids. Don't miss out. Call 800-741-HEAR for complete details. That's 800-741-4327. Hearing for everyone. Audion here.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.